Fixed by the Constitution of the Associated Students of the University of Nevada, the Senate will come to order on Wednesday, April 12, 2017, at 5:40 p.m. Now we will be moving into Agenda Item 2. Will everyone please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag? We will now be moving into Agenda Item 3, Senator-elects. This is the day fixed by the Constitution of the Associated Students of the University of Nevada for the meeting of the 85th Senate. And as the law directs, I, Secretary of the Senate, have prepared the official roll of the Senator-elects. I have received certificates of election covering 20 seats in the 85th Senate, and the names of those persons whose credentials show that they were elected as senators in accordance with the laws of the Associated Students and with the Constitution. The Senator-elects will respond to their names during the roll call. The legislative clerk, Brooke Hansen, will call the roll alphabetically by last name.
Just a quick announcement. If I say your name wrong, please correct me. Senator-elect Becker.
Present.
Senator-elect Billman.
Present.
Senator-elect Busman.
Here.
Senator-elect Cammie Lee.
Present.
Senator-elect Cook.
Present.
Senator-elect Cynthia Lee. Senator-elect Flangus.
Here.
Senator-elect Jackson.
Present.
Senator-elect Kai Kindle.
Present.
Is that correct?
Kirk
Kindle. Thank you. Senator-elect Lippy.
Here.
Senator-elect Ma.
Present.
Senator-elect Maul.
Present.
Senator-elect Martinez.
Senator-elect
Panning Batten. Senator-elect Sarwar.
Here.
Senator-elect Say.
Present.
Senator-elect Smith.
Present.
Senator-elect Stopka.
Present.
Okay. Senator-elect Sullivan.
Present.
Senator-elect Thummel. The quorum calls discloses that 20 senators-elects have responded to their name. A quorum is present.
I will now go into Agenda Item 4, public comment. First, I would like to remind the Senator-elects that they can make a motion to move an agenda item around at any time during the course of the meeting. Also, I would like to welcome all persons in the gallery and remind you that you are guests of the Senate, and any manifestation of approval or disapproval of the proceedings or other audible conversation is in violation of the rules of the Senate. Continued willful disruption of the proceedings may result in removal from the ballroom. Additionally, I want to inform the body that after administering the oaths of the ASUN President and Vice President, we will continue with the election of the Speaker and the oaths to the Speaker and Senators. Before speaking, please state your name, first and last, and your respective college. Is there any public comment at this time? Dr. Beatty? Is there any further public comment? Dennis Green, former Senator Green.
Former Senator, that's weird. So I just wanted to say congrats to all you guys. Congratulations on your elections. Take pride in the fact that you guys were elected to represent 1,800 different undergraduate students. And I just wanted to commend you guys. And again, good luck.
Is there any further public comment? Seeing no more public comment, we shall continue with the agenda. We will now move into Agenda Item 5, I shall now give the floor to Chief Justice Samuel Burketta, who will administer the oath to the office of the President and the oath to the office of the Vice President.
Thank you. President-elect Teixeira, if you could please join me at the front of the room. Please raise your right hand. Please repeat after me. I state your full name.
I, Noah Joseph Teixeira.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I.
And that I.
Will well and faithfully discharge.
Will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
Congratulations, President Teixeira.
Thank you.
I'd now like to ask that Vice President Atanza please step up. Please raise your right hand. Please repeat after me. I state your full name.
I, Sebastian Lee Atienza.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office of which I am about to enter.
Congratulations, Vice President Atienza.
Thank you.
At this time, I also like you guys to come forward and sign your oath of office. Once again, congratulations, gentlemen. Thank you.
We will now be moving into agenda item 6. Pursuant to the law and precedent, the next order of business is the election of the Speaker of the Senate for the 85th Senate. The main duties of the Speaker of the Senate shall be to act as the signing authority for all accounts under control of the Senate, administer oaths and affirmations, produce the agenda and call meetings of the Senate, direct the Senate to maintain proper decorum, vote in matters of business where a vote would be decisive, and sign all acts of the Senate. Now, I will be accepting nominations from the Senate floor. Nominations do not need a second, and self-nominations are welcome. To nominate someone, please use the phrase, "I nominate the Honorable last name," to be Senate Speaker. Nominations are now in order. Senator Mall, can you please make sure to use the microphone as well?
Sorry, can you please repeat what we're exactly supposed to say?
The phrase. I nominate the Honorable last name to be Senate Speaker.
I nominate the Honorable Jackson to be the Senate Speaker.
The Honorable Jackson, a senator-elect from the College of Education, has been placed into nomination. Do you accept?
I accept.
Are there further nominations? Senator... Sorry, I can't...
Senator Ma?
The Honorable Martinez, a senator-elect from the College of Liberal Arts, has been placed into nomination. Do you accept?
I do not.
Are there further nominations? There being no further nominations, nominations are closed. The nominees for the office of the Speaker each will be allowed up to 10 minutes to make a presentation before the Senate. Legislative Clerk Hansen will be keeping time and will give the nominee a 5-minute and 1-minute warning. At the conclusion of each presentation, each senator-elect may pose questions to the nominee. The question and answer portion will be limited to 10 minutes as well. Legislative Clerk Hansen will be keeping time and give the floor a 5-minute and 1-minute warning. When all nominees are completed, the voting for the Speaker will commence by roll call vote. While it is customary practice that the nominees for the office of Speaker are not present in the ballroom during the consideration of other nominees and during the vote, pursuant to Nevada Open Meeting Law and the Parliamentary Authority, the Senate may not require the nominees to leave the ballroom during the consideration of nominees. Also, each senator-elect is entitled to cast a vote for Speaker. Without objection, the nominees will be recognized in the order in which their nominations were made. The following have been nominated for office of the Speaker: the Honorable Jackson, a senator-elect from the College of Education. All nominees have been placed in nomination. Speaker-elect nominees, we recommend for you to leave the ballroom during the interview portion. However, you are entitled to stay according to the Nevada revised statutes. I would like to encourage the body to come up with a list of questions to ask the nominee so that it is fair. Each senator-elect is still responsible for their question. During the interview, the follow-up questions are allowed after all original questions have been asked. Legislative Clerk Hansen will be keeping time and give the floor a 5-minute and 1-minute warning. Under SAST Title 102, Chapter 5, Section C, no person who is entitled to the privilege of the floor of the Senate may be recognized unless by order of the Senate. Are there any further questions before we commence with the nominee for Speaker of the Senate? Please bring to the ballroom the Honorable Jackson, a senator-elect from the College of Education. The Honorable Jackson, you are now recognized for your 10-minute presentation.
Thank you. Before I begin these remarks on why I want to serve as your speaker, let's take a moment to reflect on and appreciate the high honor of being able to be elected and serve to represent our fellow students. And think that for a moment, sitting at this table, there are 20 students. 20 out of the nearly 18,000 undergraduate students at the University of Nevada. We, you and I, make up 0.1% of the undergraduate student body. The stakes are high, our terms are short, and the responsibility is great. As we embark on this journey together, we must constantly remind ourselves of our shared purpose: to deliver improved outcomes for the people that entrusted us with this responsibility, and to remember that we are but stewards of the offices that we hold. To preface my vision, I'd like to provide you with my North Star, my guiding principle, that as your speaker, I will ensure that all of you serve as empowered leaders. And in the pursuit of service, we will work together collaboratively to improve the student experience at the University of Nevada. As the elected senator for the College of Education, it's only appropriate for me to reiterate the sentiment that Senate is a classroom. And over the past 2 years, I've loved nothing more than to be a student of the Senate. During my senior year of high school, I read about how the 82nd session passed a resolution in favor of gender-inclusive restrooms, which sparked the dream of one day being able to sit at this table and also make an incredible impact on so many students. As a freshman, I had the opportunity to serve as the chair of the Legislative Interns Committee in the 83rd session. I will never forget my first legislative intern meeting when Director Rodriguez told us that in ASUN, we don't depend solely on experience. What we need is vision. I have little experience, but I had a huge vision, which drove me to learn everything that I could about the functions and the spirit of ASUN. I attended every Senate meeting, sat on every committee that I could, wrote legislation, and later that session ran and was appointed as the senator for the College of Education in the 83rd session. It was in that session in which we approved the new ASUN strategic plan, a vision for what this university will be by the year 2025. The biggest thing I've learned in this classroom that we call Senate is the infinite capacity of this body and the infinite capacity that this body has to institute change to better the student experience. The Senate has the resources and the power to make these things happen, but without vision, resources and power are wasted. If I can tell you one thing about this Senate body, though, it's that vision isn't something that we're lacking. I've had the pleasure over the past few weeks to speak with most of you one-on-one, and I've been genuinely inspired by your big ideas and your passion for helping others. Just to highlight a few, Senator Kirkendall, I want to help you implement the vision of every student being academically focused, involved, and professional. Senator Bussman, I'm so impressed with your ability to hit the ground running and visit so many university entities, asking how Senate can help them. Senator Sullivan and Senator Bowman, I want to assist you in pursuing legislative action that will make our campus more sustainable. Senator Cynthia and Cami Lee, I can't wait to connect you to resources that will make the implementation of volunteer abroad programs and applied research a reality. 1 year ago today, I stood right here, just as I do now, running to be the Speaker of the Senate. And in a lot of ways, the person standing here today is different. Serving as the Senator for the College of Education and the Speaker pro tempore for the 84th session has been a tremendous learning experience. I've evolved as a leader by forming professional relationships with university officials and community partners. I've gotten firsthand experience in analyzing data to determine the solvency of certain programs. I've worked to cultivate broad-based coalitions and collaborated with diverse stakeholders. I've come to understand university and ASUN processes and realize the vitality of infrastructure. But one thing that hasn't changed is my reason for running. I want to do everything in my power to make sure that all of you reach your highest potential. As your speaker, I want to provide you with the leadership, the vision, and every resource possible in order for you to realize the goals that you promised your constituents on the campaign trail. As a body, we must emphasize the importance of decorum, not only in the way that we dress, but in the way that we interact with each other at the Senate table. My seasoned understanding of Robert's Rules of Order, Nevada Open Meeting Law, and the ability to facilitate substantive and meaningful conversation will strengthen the legitimacy of the body, both to its members and to those that it serves. Legitimacy goes hand in hand with integrity. As a speaker, I will work with the executive branch in ensuring that the voice of the Senate is taken into account both procedurally and substantively. But at the same time, recognize the strong separation of powers that exists in order to ensure that the Senate is faithfully representing the constituents that elected them into office. I've seen it happen to others, and I felt it firsthand, the feeling of being shut out of a discussion due to the basis of or an unpopular stance on an issue. My job as your speaker would be to cultivate an atmosphere that yields the most productive dialogue possible. That means as long as the discussion is germane to the topic at hand, I would create an environment where people feel comfortable to state their opinions and to ask critical questions. The power of asking critical questions isn't something that should be underestimated. We use it to obtain information, vet legislation, to keep each other, as well as all ASUN elected and appointed officials accountable. That's why this is the time where we need to create a culture in which having a seat on university committees is treated like a privilege and not a right. As your speaker, I would implement a new agenda item for university committee reports, in which ASUN officers will give monthly reports detailing important policy decisions. Collaborative effort is mutually beneficial to everyone. It's important that we keep these officers accountable, but also that we use this untapped resource. I want to make sure that we're holding each other accountable, too. And throughout this session, I want to hold monthly one-on-one meetings with each of you to check on your progress. And if you're stuck, know you well enough to provide you with more opportunities that fit your passions. In an effort to ensure that each dollar invested into the association is being maximized for direct student impact, I want to work with you to develop an evaluation plan for all current programs and initiatives of ASUN. Too often, students feel like their dollars are being wasted. We need the data and the research to support the evidence that our programs promote student engagement and achievement. In the pursuit of transparency and integrity, it's been too long since the association has evaluated each program, initiative, and position, appointed or otherwise, to ensure it's delivering on our mission of improving the student experience. In my meetings with senators, I've come to understand that there's a consensus in wanting to pursue different outreach efforts. In that pursuit, I want to create a task force that examines current strategies and seeks to implement new ones that improve communication between ASUN and our constituents. My vision of leadership is one in which I operate from an inverted hierarchy. I take the responsibility of representing this body very seriously, and I realize that the best results come not when I'm operating top down, but when I'm providing support to the whole team to maximize capacity. Before I conclude my remarks, allow me to briefly reiterate my priorities for this session. 1, implement an outreach task force. 2, fund an independent evaluation of all programs, initiatives, and positions to prove impact and return on investment. 3, develop a culture of empowered leadership. 4, preserve the integrity and legitimacy of the body. 5, serve as a facilitator for substantive dialogue. 6, require further engagement with university committee opportunities. And 7, ensure each of you will maximize your potential. Finally, I want to leave you with this. The call to public service has been best summed up by Winston Churchill, who once said, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give." Together, we have so much to give to each other and to the student body. Tonight, I humbly request your vote, and it would be my distinct honor and privilege to serve as your speaker. And if you have any questions, I would love to answer them.
We have concluded your time limit of 10 minutes and will now move into questions and answers from the Senate floor for another 10 minutes. Are there any questions? Senator,
Becker.
Becker.
Ms. Honorable Jackson, my question is, what is your most important goal that you'd like to accomplish in your term?
Well, I think my most important goal that I'd like to accomplish in my term has to deal with you guys. I mean, like I said, seeing you guys and all the goals that you want to accomplish and the vision that you have for this university is so incredibly inspiring. And I want to do anything in my power to make those goals and that vision happen. So by being your speaker, I want to be the person that you can come to seek advice on people that you can connect with. If there's different roadblocks throughout the process of completing different projects, I want to be the person to help you through those things.
Are there any other questions?
I have a question.
Senator
Flangus? I know we haven't approved the rules of the Senate yet, but being optimistic that we do approve this part of the rules, in Section 15, Part B, it says, "The Speaker shall determine the proper format for the presentation of all forms of legislation." So I just wanted to hear, like, what's your vision on how we'll present legislation, and, like, why is it that way?
Of course. Well, throughout my experience in watching the Senate, a lot of times I've seen legislation come to the table that's just filled with all these clerical errors, it seems. There's spelling mistakes, there's punctuation, grammar, even faulty sentence structure, or things that just don't make sense. And I think that as the speaker, I want to thoroughly vet through all that legislation and make sure that it's sound and able to go to the body so we can really discuss the spirit of whatever the issue is instead of making those clerical changes. So I would say that I'm going to be very thorough if I were to be elected as your speaker with legislation. So even if legislation isn't backed up with enough evidence, if there's no data, I really want to send those things back to the committee before we debate them on the Senate floor.
Are there further questions? Senator Bussman?
So you mentioned that you would like to put together an outreach task force, which is one of the roles of the University Affairs Committee. So I was wondering if you could explain a bit more specifically what you meant by that.
Yeah. Well, this is definitely something that the University Affairs Committee would have a huge part in. But for trying to improve our tactics of outreach, I think it's really important to get people outside of the Senate body and get their input on it. One idea that we've been having lately is to recreate or redesign some parts of the ASUN website. So make it easier for students to see what the Senate is doing by maybe incorporating a vote tracker, a legislation tracker, to see how people vote, to know what's going on. Also, one of the old programs that we've had that's still instituted but is WTF Nevada, which is What to Fix Nevada, where students contribute different suggestions or things that they want to fix about this campus. I really want to implement that idea, but use it in a different way. So maybe we can have a function on the website where students can click a button and make sure that their voice is being heard in that way.
Thank you.
Of course.
Are there any further questions? If there are no further questions for the nominee, we have concluded and we'll move on. There being no further nominees for the office of the Speaker, we shall now go into the general debate from the floor. It has been customary for the Senator-elects to review the pros and cons for the nominees in the order in which the presentations were given. However, this process is not binding to the Senate. We will now begin the debate. Senator Martinez?
Senator Jackson has beautifully stated her goals and what she wants to accomplish for us as a Senate body. And truly, she has came to, well, at least she came to me, and I know in her statement she suggested that she came to all of you as well. And I just see the passion within her eyes, and I feel like as if her passion can lead us very far, along with her vision and the visions she hopes to accomplish with us as well.
Are there any further comments or questions? Senator Becker, Senator-elect Becker.
Yes, of course.
I'm definitely going to have to agree with Senator Martinez. I mean, if you guys couldn't feel like the passion that the Honorable Ms. Jackson has like displayed, not only here, but just throughout her previous terms and like anything she's done in ASUN, I mean, even in like my one-on-one conversations with her, I mean, if she doesn't inspire you, I don't know what will. So I couldn't ask for anybody better to be our speaker. Thank you.
Are there any further questions or debates, comments? No. Okay. There being no further debate, we have concluded, and the roll call vote will now be called. Those responding to their names will indicate by the last name of the nominee of their choice. We will now move into a roll call vote.
Senator-elect Becker.
Yeah.
Jackson. Thank you. Senator-elect Billman.
Could you guys please speak into the microphone? It makes it easier for us to hear. Sorry.
Okay, Senator-elect Billman.
Jackson.
Senator-elect Busman.
Jackson.
Okay. Senator-elect Cammie Lee.
Ms. Jackson.
Senator-elect Cook.
Jackson.
Senator-elect Cynthia Lee.
Jackson.
Senator-elect Flangus.
Jackson.
Senator-elect Kirkendall.
Jackson.
Senator-elect Lippy.
Jackson.
Senator-elect Ma.
Jackson.
Senator-elect Maul.
Jackson.
Senator-elect Martinez.
Jackson.
Senator-elect Panning-Batten.
Jackson.
Senator-elect Sarwar.
Jackson.
Senator-elect Say.
Jackson.
Senator-elect Smith.
Jackson.
Senator-elect Stopka.
Jackson.
Senator-elect Sullivan.
Jackson.
And Senator-elect Thummel.
Jackson.
We shall now request all the nominees come back to the Senate floor. The total number of votes cast is 20, of which the Honorable Jackson, a Senator-elect from the College of Education, has received 20 votes. Therefore, Honorable Jackson, a Senator-elect from the College of Education, is duly elected Speaker of the Senate for the 85th session, having received a majority of the votes cast. Since noon... We will now move into agenda item 6, and the floor will now recognize the elder senator-elect and the continuous service, Senator-elect Cook, who will administer the oath to the speaker.
Please repeat after me. I, state your full name.
I, Hannah Jane Jackson.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully discharge,
and that I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Senator-elect, it is my pleasure to welcome Speaker Jackson as the Speaker of the 85th Senate Session. We will now move into agenda item 7. Would the senator-elect please rise and raise your right hand? And please repeat after me. I state your full name.
I, Jackson.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
Congratulations, everyone. You can take a seat. It is my pleasure to confirm and welcome the senators of the ASUN 85th Senate Session. Congratulations, senators, you are now members of the 85th Senate of the Associated Students. In front of you, you will find two copies of the oath certification. Please sign both oaths and leave it on your table. The legislative clerk will come and pick them up. We are now going to be moving into a recess. Now that the speaker has been elected, I'm seeking a motion for a 30-minute recess. Senator Cook?
I motion for a 30-minute recess.
Is there a second? Senator Pettingbottom? Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye. All those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Oh, we need to state the time. I'm sorry. Do you have a clock? So we will reconvene at 6:44. Wednesday, April 12, 2017, at 6:45 p.m. in the Rita Layden Senate Chambers on the third floor of the Joe LaCrowley Student Union. Moving back into agenda item 3, we're going to move into a roll call to reestablish quorum.
Senator Beck-
Thacker?
Present.
Senator Billman?
Present.
Senator Bussman?
Present.
Senator Jeremy Lee?
Present.
Senator Cook?
Present.
Senator Cynthia Lee?
Present.
Senator Flangus?
Present.
Senator Jackson?
Present.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Speaker Jackson. Senator Kirkendall?
Present.
Senator Lippy?
Present.
Senator Ma?
Present.
Senator Maul?
Present.
Senator Martinez?
Present.
Senator Panningbatten?
Present.
Senator Sarwar?
Present.
Senator Say?
Present.
Senator Smith?
Present.
Senator Stopka?
Present.
Senator Sullivan?
Present.
Senator Thummel?
Present.
Great, Congress present.
Thank you. We'll now move into agenda item 8A, the election of the Speaker Pro Tempore. The Speaker Pro Tempore shall run Senate meetings in the Speaker's absence, sit on the Committee on Oversight, and oversee the Legislative Internship Program. Now I will be accepting nominations from the floor to the position of Speaker Pro Tempore. Nominations do not need a second. Self-nominations are welcomed. To nominate someone, please use the phrase, "I nominate Senator," last name, to the position of Speaker Pro Tempore. Nominations are now in order. Can't see you back there. Oh, Senator Lee.
I nominate the Honorable Senator Martinez for Speaker Pro Tempore.
Senator Camille, sorry. Are you, Cynthia or Cammie? I can't see it because of the glare.
There's no, it's just
okay, sorry. Sorry. Senator Martinez, do you accept?
I do.
Are there any further nominations? Senator Maul?
I honorably nominate myself for the position.
Do you accept?
I do.
Are there any further nominations for the position? Seeing there are no further nominations, nominations are now closed. Each nominee for the position of Speaker Pro Tempore will be allowed 3 minutes to make a presentation. We're going to change that to five. They're allowed 5 minutes to make a presentation before the Senate. Legislative Clerk Hansen will be keeping time and giving the nominee a one-minute warning. At the conclusion of each presentation, each senator may pose questions to the nominee for a maximum time of 5 minutes. When all nominees are completed, the voting for Speaker Pro Tempore will commence by roll call vote. Without any objection, the nominees will be recognized in the order of which their nominations were made. Nominations are now in order. First, the Honorable Senator Martinez, a senator from the College of Liberal Arts, has been placed into a nomination. Do you accept? Oh, wait. I think it's the same thing. Okay. Sorry about that. The following senators have been nominated to the position of Speaker Pro Tempore. Senator Martinez, a senator from the College of Liberal Arts. Senator Maul, a senator from the College of Engineering. All nominees have been placed in nomination. Senator Martinez, you are now recognized for your statement.
I'm ready.
Whenever you're ready, you can begin.
Hello, everyone. My name is Anthony Martinez, and I am a newly elected senator for the College of Liberal Arts, studying political science and international affairs with a minor in Spanish. This year, I had the opportunity to serve as a legislative intern for the ASUN 84th session, where I was ignited with knowledge, passion, and ambition. Understanding what it meant to be a part of ASUN and how, as senators, we are the body and voice of the people. After gaining this insight from this position and several others throughout my life, I am confident I can apply what I have learned to positions requiring great responsibility. The Speaker Pro Tempore is a seat which presents opportunity and instruments of success to individuals. Given these instruments, I stand feeling honored in running for this seat. My qualifications comprise of practice in teaching several structures of Robert's Rules of Order over the past 4 years, holding numerous leadership positions where facilitation of discussion were prevalent, and ensuring throughout all my roles that the environment established within each institution is that of a strong, open mind, marveled heart, and kind soul. My first objective, from much deliberation with the current Speaker Pro Tempore and individuals involved with the internship program in the past, include building accountability within the program by going over the duties, structuring what it means to be a legislative intern with the interns themselves. Of course, the example and first on the list would be all meetings are business casual to ensure professional decorum. And at the end of this lesson, interns will be asked to sign these rules, which would be established by them. My second goal involves coordinating with other organizations to ensure the expansion of the legislative internship program, including but not limited to further foster communication with the Chief of Staff, Assistant Director of Programming Interns, and the Elections Commission in springtime, not only to build relationships and cater to a fresh audience, but also to reach out with warm, welcoming arms to those with diversity. As someone of a diverse background, I understand the importance of inclusion in having someone represent you at the table, and I hope to help charter this step alongside many individuals in our goal of an inclusive atmosphere. Finally, ensuring these students are active members within ASUN by providing presentations of servant leadership, ASUN governing documents, standing committees, and so on, hopefully including workshops on communication, leadership styles, and presentations from volunteer committee chairs and ASUN employees. Even if they choose not to continue into the election process in the spring, as is the goal for the legislative interns, by building constituents to be informed on the legislative process, clubs and organization funding, community outreach, GivePulse, and the many affiliations and organizations within ASUN, we fabricate what it means to be one PAC. The Speaker Pro Tempore position isn't merely a position of instruction or knowledge, but a voice of the speaker in their absence. I want to be a representation of the voice of the future of our university, but I know I will also represent the strength of the Senate in the speaker's absence. And I, Anthony Martinez, if elected, plan to fulfill these duties stated within our statutes of the Associated Students for this position, while also going beyond and working towards these goals stated before you today. Thank you.
Thank you. We have concluded the statement and will now move on to questions and answers from the Senate floor. This portion will be 5 minutes. Are there any questions for Senator Martinez? Senator Becker.
My question for the Honorable Senator Martinez is, what was the most significant thing you could take from your collaboration, like you said, with your predecessor of the Pro Tempore?
I would say just constantly asking questions and her being open and willing to communicate, and in addition to that, just approachable overall. I have no problem emailing her, calling her, because she enjoyed giving me this information. So I hope to pass that on if we're to be elected Speaker Pro Tempore, is that openness and making sure the interns feel welcome to asking anything that they need.
Are there any further questions? Senator Billman.
Senator Martinez, what most inspired you to run for the position of Speaker Pro Tempore?
So I was a legislative intern as well, and just seeing the tools that I was given being an intern really inspired me to kind of give back to ASUN. I feel as if I'm lucky and fortunate enough because I know so many people within ASUN before coming to the University of Nevada, Reno, and I feel as if other individuals aren't so lucky. I want to be able to expand the internship program and make sure we are reaching all people of color, gender, sexual orientation, making sure we get it out there that anyone can run to be a senator, as long as you have a GPA and the other requirements that are listed.
Any other questions for Senator Martinez? Senator Ma?
I see on here on your resume here for the school board student advisory committee. You said you gathered opinions and concerns from your peers. What were some of the major issues and like opinions you like gathered with that position?
So serving as a trustee on that board, it was within Las Vegas, Nevada. So I basically represented all of my constituents from my high school under Caroline Edwards. And the main concerns I would receive from them is essentially class sizes, having teachers that weren't in like proper substitute teachers that were teaching like long-term classes, so someone who wasn't really certified in the subject. But mainly it was academic concerns from my high school, which I would bring back to the advisory board.
Any further questions? Senator Flangus.
In your speech, you talked about how the legislative interns would write their own kind of like expectations. Could you elaborate on that?
Mm-hmm. So essentially, I would go through the duties with the legislative interns, In the past, many senators who have participated in the legislative internship program and talking to the speaker pro tem currently kind of felt as if students weren't really all there sometimes, so really just reminding them in the first place why they are there, going through these rules and saying, what do you feel is most important in completing this internship program, and how can we then apply these tools later on after you leave this internship? So I really want to give them tools that we talk about together and establish together, and that they understand will be then later applied within their life.
Are there any further questions for the nominee? Seeing no further questions for the nominee, we have concluded and we'll move on to the next nominee. Senator Martinez, you may stay in the room if you would like, but you can also leave for Nevada open meeting law. You're not required to leave, but we ask that you do. We'll now move on to the next nominee, Senator Ma from the College of Engineering. The floor is now yours.
So before I begin, I hope everyone received a rough draft of the program manual. Please review it. If you have any questions, I would happy to answer them at the end of it. Hello, good evening, fellow senators. My name is Narendra Mall. I am the senator for the College of Engineering. Over my past years at the University of Nevada, I have held many leadership positions, and some have focused on training and overseeing new member programs. I am giving this speech not because I want a title, but because I feel like I can make a significant difference to this position. One of my goals, if elected, would be further expand the internship program. Another goal is to focus on accountability. I want to hold both interns and senators accountable for being involved in a program that could potentially build the future of ASU in positions. Lastly, my main focus would be to reach out to as many clubs and orgs as I can before the internship process closes and before workshops in the spring, to make sure we could get as many people running for senate positions as they possibly can. I want many people as possible to attend workshops and apply for senate positions, leading into my last and final goal, which is to have every senate seat position filled next session so we have full representation throughout all of our colleges. Thank you. And if there's any questions, I would happily answer them now.
Moving into the question portion, if you have any questions for Senator Becker.
My question for the Honorable Senator Ball. What makes you different from any of the other candidates or candidate running? What makes you unique and why should we vote for you?
Not per se different, because everyone is essentially the same. It's just their personality is the people's part. Mine, I would say, is not even different. It's more of when I want to get something done, as my resume says quite clearly. It's like if I want to get something done, I get it done. If I want something to further expand and people know what's going on, I get that done. And one of my main bases is this: I don't want to be known as a person, if I am elected, that one person got something done. I wanted to know as ASU and as the Senate as a whole prepared their interns in getting the job done.
Any other questions? Senator Ma?
I'm just looking at your resume. Very impressive resume, by the way. I'm seeing all the leadership positions you are holding right now. I see five of them, and I also see that you're a general manager at the Days Inn, and I do also see you're an engineering major. How would you go about dedicating and allocating time if you were to be elected Speaker Pro Tem Board?
Perfect question. I'm actually a part-time general manager. I took a couple hours off of my normal weekly routine to go back to what I'm doing. Right now, I put about 20 hours a month in, and that's a lot of it is done online, because most of my training is done through Skype and various other things like that. And right now, the biggest position I will be holding after the merger between my Indian Students Association Club goes through is going to be the president of Alpha Sigma Phi. And there, I'm pretty much a figurehead at this point, because elections are coming up in November, and there's already two candidates to take over. And right now, all I have to do is just train them to to take the position. And I'm sorry, last thing to add to that, I have 10 credits left, maybe 8. I'm still talking to my advisor, and the spring is going to be my easiest semester by far.
Further questions? Senator Billman.
Senator Mall, you mentioned that one of your goals would be expanding the intern program, and I was wondering if you could expand upon that, what you wanted.
Absolutely. So one thing I want to do is a lot of the marketing that is done, it's most of it is done through social media. I want to go reach out to clubs and get them to just apply, even if they don't, even if they're there for a week. And from there, expanding the program, meaning like I want to expand it so the interns know more off the bat. I want them to sit on committees and not just sit there, but actually do research with their senators by holding them more accountable. So just doing those little things at a time will really make a huge difference on future ASM positions.
Are there any further questions? Senator Flangus?
I was just hoping if we could ask now President Textera about if any of the candidates reached out to him about what he looks for in a speaker pro tempore, because he worked very closely with a speaker pro tempore.
All right, we'll wait till the discussion for that one.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Are there any further questions? Seeing none, we're now done with the question and answer portion, and we're going to move into discussion. Like I said before, per Nevada Open Meeting Law, you're not required to leave, but we ask that you do so. We shall now go into general debate from the floor. It's been customary for senators to review the pros and cons for each nominee in order in which the presentations were given. However, this process is not binding on the Senate. So if there's any opinions that you guys have, things you want to bring up, Senator Becker?
So I think that one of the most significant roles of like the Speaker Pro Tempore was definitely to like replace the Speaker in given like some radical circumstance. I heard Senator Martinez say that he had experience with Robert's Rules of Order. Well, Senator Mall did not mention any of that. But my question about Honorable Martinez, is like what experience did he have with Robert's Rules of Order? Is anyone aware?
Senator Flangus.
Because I work with Senator Martinez in a different legislative body like such, I know that he served as a president for Peavine Hall, where we use Robert's Rules of Order every day, and also he served as president in high school, where we also use Robert's Rules of Order, so he is very comfortable with it. He uses it every Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Great. And from now on, I just want to address the point that if you are speaking to another senator, make sure you say through the speaker to Senator whoever you're addressing and then say your point. Dr. Beatty?
Just to remind the body, I stepped up for a minute, I might have missed it, but you are able to bring back any candidates to ask additional questions if you do have several questions during the discussion.
Thank you. Senator Cook?
I personally just wanted to point out that I thought that Senator Martinez was much more prepared, and it seemed like he had kind of got out of his way to speak with Speaker Jackson about her previous role as Speaker Pro Tempore. So, yeah.
Any other discussion? Senator Bussman.
So I just wanted to kind of comment on Anthony's character, because I've had a lot of interaction with him since day one when elections started. You can just tell when he says things and when he does things that his heart is in the right place. And so as far as his character goes, I really trust him to be genuine with things that he's doing. As far as resumes go, I think they both have really stacked resumes, but in the speeches, it seemed like Anthony was more prepared. So, yeah, that's what I have to say about that.
Oh, and make sure that when you're speaking about a senator that you use the last name, address them as Senator Martinez, Senator Mall. Is there any further discussion? Senator Flangus, if you wanted to bring up your point again.
May I ask my question again?
Of course.
So through the speaker to President Textera, did any of the candidates come and speak to you about what you look for in Speaker Pro Tempore? Because you got to work with Speaker now, Jackson, so you got to work with the Speaker Pro Tempore. So did they come talk to you, ask for you, and like, what did you recommend?
Senator Martinez did reach out to me, and we had a discussion about what I looked for in Speaker. However, Senator Mall did not.
Is there any further discussion? Anything else? Being no further debate, we have concluded, and the roll call vote will now be called. Those responding to their names will indicate the nominee's last name of the nominee of their choice. So when you're called upon, say the last name of the person that you would like to vote for. Legislative Clerk Hansen will now call the roll.
Senator Becker?
Martinez?
Senator Billman?
Martinez?
Senator Bussman?
Martinez?
Senator Cammie Lee?
Martinez?
Senator Cook?
Martinez?
Senator Cynthia Lee?
Martinez?
Senator Flengus?
Martinez?
Senator Jackson, I'm so sorry. Senator Kirkendall?
Martinez?
Senator Lippy?
Martinez?
Senator Ma?
Martinez?
Senator Panning-Batten?
Martinez?
Senator Sarwar?
Martinez?
Senator Day?
Martinez?
Senator Smith?
Martinez?
Senator Stopka?
Martinez?
Senator Sullivan?
Maul?
Senator Thummel?
Martinez?
Okay, so.
Senator Martinez from the College of Liberal Arts has received the majority vote. Motion is carried in favor of appointing Senator Martinez to the position of Speaker Pro Tempore. Okay. I'm seeking a motion to approve the appointment of Senator Martinez to the position of Speaker Pro Tempore. Senator Cook.
I motion to approve the appointment of Speaker or Senator Martinez to the position of Speaker Pro Tempore.
Do I have a second? Senator Thummel?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, we'll move into a roll call vote to approve Senator Martinez to the position of Speaker Pro Tempore.
Senator Becker.
Yes.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Billman.
Aye.
Senator Bussman.
Aye.
Senator Cammie Lee.
Aye.
Senator Cook.
Aye.
Senator Cynthia Lee.
Aye.
Senator Flengus.
Aye.
Senator Kirkendall.
Aye.
Senator Lippy.
Aye.
Senator Ma.
Aye.
Ma? Okay, Senator Ma.
Aye.
Senator Panning-Batten.
Aye.
Senator Martinez.
Aye.
Senator Sarwar.
Aye.
Senator Say.
Aye.
Senator Smith.
Aye.
Senator Stopka.
Aye.
Senator Sullivan.
Aye.
Senator Thummel.
Aye.
A motion is carried. Senators. Oh, sorry. When does it say it? Senators, it's my pleasure to announce Senator Martinez is Speaker Pro Tempore for the 85th Senate session. Raise your right hand and repeat after me.
I, Anthony Martinez.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the Associated Students.
Of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or personal preservation.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office of which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll now move into agenda item 8B, electing a parliamentarian. The parliamentarian is an expert in rules of order and the proper procedures for the conduct of meetings of deliberative assemblies. Parliamentarians assist the Senate in drafting and the interpretation of bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order and planning the conduct of meetings. And Senator Martinez, you can sit up here now if you would like. I will now be accepting nominations for the floor for the position of parliamentarian. Nominations do not need a second, and self-nominations are welcome. So to nominate someone, same thing. Senator Becker?
I would like to nominate Senator Billman for the position of parliamentarian.
Senator Billman, do you accept?
I accept.
Are there any further nominations? Seeing none, nominations are now in order. Senator Billman from the College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources has been placed into nomination. If there are, sorry.
Hold on, I think if there's only one, we can just go straight into approving.
Okay.
I'm reading the script correctly.
Sorry, please excuse, there's a little bit of...
if there's only one nomination, skip down through and I'll send it.
All right.
Unless you guys still want to know the speech.
So which is... Senator Billman, would you like to give a statement or a speech of any kind?
Sure.
All right. Well, the floor is yours, and you have 5 minutes.
Good evening, my new fellow elected senators. Since I'm going to be one of the many people speaking tonight, I'll try my best to keep this nice and to the point. I'll start off by defining the role of the parliamentarian, which, according to the SAS, is to advise the speaker and senators on matters of senatorial procedure, the law, and the constitution of the associated students. While I am still becoming accommodated with specific rules and procedures regarding ASUN, I have a vast amount of experience regarding government and parliamentary procedure in general. Example of this can be found in the resume that I handed around the table earlier, and includes things such as working as an intern for the previous session of Senate and being the vice president of Argenta Hall, where we would conduct our meetings through parliamentary procedure. I also had some parliamentary procedure experience during high school when I went through Nevada Boys State, which was an extensive summer program that went through how government operated through a mock city simulation. During this mock city simulation, I served as assemblyman and further expanded my knowledge of legislation and working of meetings. In conclusion, I believe that these experiences give me a solid foundation to work upon and improve upon as if I had elected as your parliamentarian. Thank you.
Great. We'll now move into the question and answer portion. If you have any questions for Senator Billman, please raise your hand.
Hannah. Sorry, Speaker.
Yes.
We can just confirm him.
Okay.
There's only one nominee.
Okay.
It's usually how it goes.
So should we move into a vote? I think we should allow for a portion for questions if anyone has any questions for Senator Billman. Senator Becker.
Senator Billman, why do you want to be the parliamentarian?
So from the previous experience that I've been in, like Nevada Boys State and doing just legislative stuff for like the resident halls, it's just something that it can really trip people up, and I've seen it happen so many times. And I feel like if I can help with that process, I would love to do so, especially since I've had experience doing a lot of this stuff.
Great. Are there any further questions? Being there no further questions, we'll now move into the general debate. Again, we ask that you do please step out of the room, but you're not required to per Nevada open meeting law. We'll now go into a general debate from the floor. It's been customary for senators to review the pros and cons again. So is there any discussion on the candidate? Senator Stopka?
Compared to the other candidates, I think he's most qualified.
Any other discussion on the candidate? Senator Becker?
I attended Boys State with Senator Bowman, and I can vouch for his like legitimate leadership and his passion. Just for like, not about parliamentary procedures, but his passion for government in general and civic function.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a roll call vote. Please respond to your name by designating the nominee of your choice by last name.
Senator Becker?
Aye.
Senator Bussman?
Billman.
Senator Bussman?
Billman.
Senator Cammie Lee?
Billman.
Senator Cook?
Billman.
Senator Cynthia Lee?
Billman.
Senator Flangus?
Billman.
Senator Kirkendall?
Billman.
Senator Lippy?
Billman.
Senator Ma?
Billman.
Senator Mall?
Billman.
Senator Martinez?
Billman.
Senator Pennington?
Billman.
Senator Sarwar?
Billman.
Senator Say?
Billman.
Senator Smith?
Billman.
Senator Stopka?
Billman.
Senator Sullivan?
Billman.
Senator Thummel?
Billman.
In this case, I'm seeking a motion to approve the appointment of Senator Billman to the position of parliamentarian. Senator Stopka?
I motion to approve Senator Billman for the position of parliamentarian.
Is there a second? Senator Smith?
I second.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Do you have a question? Do you have a question?
Yeah, just a question about the amount of statement I made. So we say aye when we're affirming their position.
Yes.
And then when we're voting, we say their last name.
Yes.
Understood. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, we'll go to a roll call vote to approve Senator Billman to the position of parliamentarian.
Senator Becker?
Aye.
Senator Billman? I'm so sorry. Okay, Senator Bussman? My bad.
Aye.
Senator Cammie Lee?
Aye.
Senator Cook?
Aye.
Senator Cynthia Lee?
Aye.
Senator Flangus?
Aye.
Senator Kirkendall?
Aye.
Senator Lippy?
Aye.
Senator Ma?
Aye.
Senator Mall?
Aye.
Senator Martinez?
Aye.
Senator Pennington?
Aye.
Senator Sarwar?
Aye.
Senator Say?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Stopka?
Aye.
Senator Sullivan?
Aye.
Senator Thummel?
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
Great. I'll bring him back in.
Senators, it is my pleasure to announce our new parliamentarian, Senator Connor Bill. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Connor Billman.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the Associated Students.
Of the Associated Students.
I take this obligation freely.
I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office of which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll now move in. We're going to skip 8C. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. Senator Billman, you are free to sit up here. We'll now move into agenda item 9. Seeing that the President is in the gallery, we shall skip to agenda item 10, as he is now informed that the Senate is organized and and is ready to proceed with business. Now moving into agenda item 10, the next order of business is agenda item 10, adoption of the rules of the Senate. I'm seeking a motion to adopt the rules of the Senate. Senator Bussman?
I move to adopt the rules of the Senate.
Is there a second? Senator Stopka?
Second.
We'll now move into discussion. Is there any discussion at this time? Senator Flangus?
Can I have a question?
Of course.
Okay, so if I have a problem, can I discuss the problem and then make my motion?
You may.
Okay, so in the rules of the Senate, it goes through and it refers to he or she, him or her, or himself or herself throughout the document. But in today's society, we use the singular pronoun they to reference general neutral and gender queer people. So essentially, in our rules of the Senate, they don't have a place at our table to speak. Because we don't ever reference them by pronouns. So, I move that in any instance that the rules of the Senate read he or she, it shall be amended to read he, she, or they, and then in any instance that it read him or her, it shall read him, her, or them, and that in any instance that the Senate rules read himself or herself, it shall be amended to read himself, herself, or themselves, because that is the identifying pronoun.
Is there a second to that? Senator Becker?
I second the motion.
Is there any discussion on this amendment? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please stick your hand out and designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. So that amendment is in place. Now moving back into the discussion on the adoption of the rules of the Senate, is there any more discussion on the adoption of the rules? Seeing no more discussion, we'll proceed into a roll call vote to approve the adoption of the Senate rules.
Senator Becker?
Aye.
Senator Billman?
Aye.
Senator Bussman?
Aye.
Senator Cammie Lee?
Aye.
Senator Cook?
Aye.
Senator Cynthia Lee?
Aye.
Senator Flangus?
Aye.
Senator Kirkendall?
Aye.
Senator Lippy?
Aye.
Senator Ma?
Aye.
Senator Maul?
Aye.
Senator Martinez?
Aye.
Senator Panningbatten?
Aye.
Senator Sarwar?
Aye.
Senator Say?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Stopka?
Aye.
Senator Sullivan?
Aye.
Senator Thummel?
Aye.
Great, motion carries.
The motion is carried to adopt the rules of the Senate for the 85th session. So we'll move into agenda item 11, disposition of vacant seats. As delivered by the rules of the Senate.
One seat for the College of Journalism is hereby declared vacant. One seat for the College of Engineering is hereby declared vacant.
Thank you. We'll now move into agenda item 12, appointment to the senators to the committees. At the present moment, the Senate shall elect a chair to each of the six standing committees. One, the Senate Committee on Academics, Budget and Finance, Civic Engagement, Government Operations, Public Affairs, or University Affairs. Nominations will be accepted from the floor for each committee individually. Nominations do not need a second. Self-nominations are welcome. To nominate someone, please use the phrase, "I nominate the senator blank to the chair of the Senate Committee on blank." Each nominee for the chair will be allowed 3 minutes to make a presentation before the Senate. Legislative Clerk Hansen will be keeping time and will give the nominees a one-minute warning. At the conclusion of each presentation, each senator may pose questions to the nominee for a maximum time of 5 minutes. The body will have a moment to identify questions to ask each candidate to their respective chair position. Each senator is still responsible for their question. During the interview, only clarification questions are allowed as follow-up, so please state point of clarification and state your question. While it's customary practice that the nominees for the chair position are not present in the ballroom during the Senate chambers during the consideration of all other nominees during the vote, pursuant to the Nevada Open Meeting Law and the parliamentary authority, the Senate may not require the nominees to leave the ballroom during the consideration of the nominees. Also, each senator is entitled to cast a vote for chair. When all nominees are completed for each chair position, then voting for that chair will commence by roll call vote. So I will now be accepting nominations for the chair of the Senate Committee on Academics. Senator Becker.
I would like to nominate the Honorable Senator Lee from the College of Science.
Cynthia Lee.
Oh, no, Cynthia from the College of Science.
Cynthia Lee from the College of Science,
yes.
Correct. Senator Cynthia Lee, do you accept?
I do.
I'm seeking any other nominations for the position. Self-nominations are also accepted. Senator Flangus?
I nominate Senator Sullivan from the College of the Agriculture,
Biotechnology, and Natural Resources.
For the chair of the academic.
Accept.
Do you accept? All right. Senator Sullivan from the College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources has been placed into a nomination. Are there any further nominations at this time? Seeing none, Senator Sullivan, the floor is yours. If you would like to give a statement, you have 5 minutes to do so.
For the sake of time, may I not?
Yes. I would like to still have a question and answer period. Are there any questions for the nominee? Senator Becker.
My question for Senator Sullivan, do you have like experience with like academic academic function or something that you could bring to the table to perform your duties?
I've met with many counselors and discussed really the wide range of options that all students have with regard to academics and their track to graduating. Also have a huge emphasis on research and its relevance to all aspects of college life from all majors.
Senator Lee.
I have a question for Senator Sullivan. You mentioned that you had experiences with counselors and research, but can you expand on your experiences with research and academics, please?
Working in labs, mostly in the College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources, mostly on research in the medical field. I know that it is pretty specific, but it does really relate to all of the qualities that you can develop in as far as government, student life in general, just the mentor-mentee relationship.
Senator Lee.
I also have another question. If you are the chair of academics, then what can you offer to your constituents and what are some goals that you would like to achieve?
I can offer my intuition and dedication. I have a lot of time in the next semester as I only have 14 credits. Some of these topics I'm already very familiar with. And as far as what I have to offer my constituents, I'll be honest, this is the first time I've heard about this chair, but I am a quick learner. I'm very committed to the role. I can pick up things very fast, so I appreciate that question. I know it's a really pressing one, so.
Senators, for all the committee chairs, I would encourage you to look at the rules of the Senate and the duties and responsibilities of each committee and ask questions based on those duties and responsibilities, as well as any other questions that you might have. Senator Bussman.
So are you familiar with the description of the committee and what the committee does?
Yeah, roughly.
Any other questions for the nominee? Senator Becker.
Senator Sullivan, do you feel comfortable being the chair of academics?
I am comfortable being the chair of academics.
Senator Lee.
Is it too late to nominate myself for the chair of academics?
I'm actually not. We will now go back into accepting nominations for the position of chair of academics. Okay.
You open the nominations.
Okay.
People were nominated and then you moved into the next process, correct?
Yes. Yes. Sorry. I'm sorry. It is too late. The nominations are closed. Are there any further questions for the nominee? All right. Yes. Senator Billman, sorry.
Senator Sullivan, what do you know of the Nevada State Undergraduate Research Journal and the part that the Committee of Academics has on that?
A little.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Seeing none, we're going to be moving into discussion. We do ask that you leave the room during this time, but you're not required to per Nevada open meeting law. So we'll now go into general debate from the floor. Senator Cook.
Although he doesn't know a whole lot, as he said, about this position, I personally know him, and I know that he is, like he said, a very quick learner. He's a very smart individual, and I know he'll fulfill the duties of this position.
Senator Ma.
Point of information, should Senator Sullivan not get voted in as the chairman of academics, what is the next step that we would take to do so?
That I do not know the answer to, so I'd like to ask Director Rodriguez or Speaker, President Texera.
not defer to, and my apologies, mm-hmm. I should have let you answer the last question. You would reopen the nominations for.
And question also, would that happen during this meeting or would we have to wait until the next meeting in order to do so?
That's a good question for your parliamentarian. Going through your list, you've already gone past the opening. I believe that, help me out here with the parliamentary procedure, somebody would have to ask that they go back to reopen nominations. In other words, visit a previous question.
I think so, yeah. Okay.
Senator Flangus.
In conjunction with that, should we not vote Senator Sullivan in, would he then be open to, because if we would go back, would he then be open to be nominated again? So that way it would be like debated, or would that eliminate his like choice to be on that committee?
Yes, he could be nominated again in that instance. Senator Lee.
Although Senator Cook said that Senator Sullivan was a smart individual and he has been really dedicated, I feel that he does not know a lot about being chair of academics, and I feel that he should not run for the chair of academics.
Further discussion, Senator Bussman?
Can I ask, Senator Lee, did you prepare a platform for the academics chair?
And make sure next time to say through the speaker to Senator Kimmy Lee. No worries, it's okay. Senator Lee.
Senator Bussman, no, I did not. I did not nominate myself, or no one nominated me. But I feel like I should have, and I would make a better chair for academics.
Again, just to remind everyone through the speaker to whatever senator you're addressing. It's a lot to take in at one time. I understand. Senator Stopka.
I just want to speak on his character real quick. I think the fact that he saw a position that nobody initially wanted to be nominated for and stepped up to the plate to a huge challenge like that says a lot about him. And I'd like to reiterate what Senator Cook said about his learning abilities, because I do know him personally too, and he is probably one of the smartest people I've ever met.
Senator Becker.
I would just like to mention that if we do happen to vote Senator Sullivan to this chair, given the fact that he does not have a lot of experience or like he's not fully aware of his duties in this position, I would recommend that if we cannot go back to vote or nominate anymore, to have a strong chair, a strong vice chair, perhaps Senator Lee, if we cannot go back to nominations, and have a very strong committee and put a lot of energy into that committee.
Senator Pettingbottom, do you have?
Yeah, so just out of curiosity, if we don't feel like, if we're not confident in, like, you know, the candidates, do we just say vote of no confidence?
Well, in presenting our nominee, but then we, in going to approve our nominee, you can say aye, nay, or oy, okay. In that process. Is there any further discussion? Senator Kirkendall?
One clarification. So, if neither of the candidates were to be elected to the chair position, would then the next meeting be dedicated, or would part of the meeting, next meeting be dedicated to electing a chair, or basically redoing the process when people are more prepared?
I'd like to ask that question to either our parliamentarian or Director Rodriguez to know that, if you would want to restate your question for everyone.
No problem. So in the event that neither candidate were to be elected to the chair position, would the next meeting, or would we revisit the election next meeting?
Correct.
All right. Is there any further discussion? We only have a little bit more time.
Like 14 seconds.
seeing none, we have concluded and a roll call vote may now be called. If there's one person who wants to do this part right, can we just move
through? I think we can move straight into
okay, so we're going to skip the part about the nomination of the candidate and move into a roll call vote on candidate Sullivan to approve him into the office of the chair.
Senator Becker?
Sullivan.
Senator Billman?
For this instance, we're doing a roll call vote, not saying his name, but to say aye or nay in opposition, or oy if you abstain.
My apologies, aye.
Senator Billman?
Nay.
Senator Bussman?
Nay.
Senator Cammie Lee?
Nay.
Senator Cook?
Aye.
Senator Cynthia Lee?
Nay.
Senator Flangus?
Nay.
Senator Kirkendall?
Nay.
Senator Lippy?
Nay.
Senator Maul? Ma, I should
say. Nay.
Senator Maul?
Nay.
My apologies. Senator Martinez?
Nay.
Senator Pennington?
Nay.
Senator Sarwar?
Nay.
Senator Say?
Nay.
Senator Smith?
Nay.
Senator Stopka?
Aye.
Senator Thummel?
Nay.
Right, motion does not carry. The approval for the chair of the Committee on Academics did not receive a majority vote, so that seat will remain vacant until next meeting. We will now move into nominations for the chair of the Committee on Budget and Finance. Senator Becker?
Point of clarification, are we allowed to nominate more than one candidate at a time? May I nominate two candidates?
Let's do one at a time for now.
Understood.
But you can stick your hand out another time if you would like to. Senator Becker?
I would like to nominate Senator Thummel from the College of Business.
Senator Thummel, do you accept?
I do.
Are there any more nominations? Senator Thummel?
I would like to nominate Senator Kirkendall for the Chair of Budget and Finance.
Senator Kirkendall, do you accept?
I accept.
Are there any more nominations? Seeing no further nominations, nominations are closed. Without objection, the nominees will be recognized in order which their nominations were made. The following have been nominated for the chair of the Senate Committee on Budget and Finance: Senator Thummel from the College of Business and Senator Kirkendall from the College of Business. All nominees have been placed in nominations. Nominees, we recommend that you leave the Senate chambers during the interview portion. However, you're entitled to stay under the Nevada Revised Statutes. And at this time, the body can discuss questions. Can discuss the questions to be asked to each nominee for the chairperson. Are there any further questions before we commence with the first nominee? Seeing none, we're going to start with Senator Thummel from the College of Business. And again, we do ask that you leave the room during this time, but you're not required to. During Senator Thummel's presentation. Yeah, but both of you at this time leave the room. Well, Senator Thummel, for your presentation, but during Senator Thummel's presentation, if Senator Kirkendall could leave the room for the body. Thank you. And we'll call you back in when we're ready. All right, you now have the floor. You have 5 minutes to speak, followed by a 5-minute question and answer period.
All right, so good evening, Senators. As you said, my name is Austin Thummel. I'm from the College of Business, and I'm running for the Chair of Budget and Finance. Just to get started, my main platform basically revolves around financial accountability. That's what I would focus on mostly if I were to be elected chair. But to get started with that, the first thing I want to get into is my qualifications. I currently serve on the exec board as treasurer for my fraternity. So at the beginning of my election, I basically laid out roughly a $60,000 budget for my chapter throughout the fall and spring semester. One of the biggest things that I've already learned throughout this time since I started last fall was the importance of communication. I believe when it comes to money, especially when it comes to students' money, it's key to communicate well to these students where exactly their funds are going, as well as not just with the students, but also with the organization as a whole. This would involve keeping constant communication with President Texera as well as Director Rodriguez about the budget that we approve. I also would like to, one of my main goals in my time here would be to increase financial, not accountability with the centers, but clarity with the centers. I believe some centers, they rely mostly on directing the job of approving the budget and overviewing the budget just to the Budget and Finance Committee. I would like to keep all senators well aware and involved with the budget and how and what changes are made through the committee. One of the things I noticed in my time as an intern last semester was the simplified budget. I serving under Senator Fang, who's the past chair on the finance, I got a walkthrough with him of a simplified budget. I believe this is a great way to expand it, not just to the senators, because the overall budget can be intimidating at times. It's very big, it's very broad. So the simplified budget, not just to the senators, but to the students as a whole, I believe that's a much easier way to present the budget to give them a better idea of where their money is going. So finding more ways to expand things like that, to make the budget more accessible to students so they know exactly where their money is being spent. I also, just my last point, one of the main things that Director Rodriguez talked about when we all met with her at our training was the importance of maintaining a zero budget and how that can be a struggle for business majors. Being someone who's the treasurer for a fraternity, I have experience with sort of maintaining a zero budget, mainly due to fraternity brothers. They want to see where their money's being spent right away. So my experience with budgeting is not necessarily with maximizing profits. It is more so kind of the budget that is geared towards AS2N, where in which you are trying to zero out the budget, if that makes sense. With that being said, I am open to any questions.
Senator Becker.
My question for Senator Thummel, you said that you want to make the budget and where the money is going more available to the student body. How do you propose about doing that?
Absolutely. So what I mainly insist on doing is just at every single meeting, wherever possible, giving budget reports, just making sure that all senators, not just the ones on the committee, are engaged more with, so they know where the money is going. So be that being providing, speaking at every single meeting just about any changes that happen at our budget finance meetings, or providing monthly budgets, maybe just making sure senators are aware of every time the budget is updated.
Senator Becker?
Quick point of clarification for Senator Bill. So you said, so just to be clear, you're going to make the budget more available to our Senate, and then we're going to make it more available to the students. You're not directly making it more available to the students, is that correct?
Yes and no. I would say that as senators, I would always encourage you for your constituents to direct them to perhaps to our simplified budget to make sure they're well aware of where our money is going, but me also finding ways to implement, to kind of expand the simplified budget, finding more ways to innovate in that sense, just making the budget more accessible to students. So through both you reaching out to your constituents and through me as well. So kind of both, if that makes sense.
Are there more questions for the candidate? Senator Smith.
In your opinion, what sets you apart from Senator Kirkendall?
I think what sets me apart from Senator Kirkendall is mainly my experience with budgeting, serving as treasurer for my fraternity, I believe, just as I stated previously, just knowing, understanding the concept of a zero budget and how that is geared towards making sure the students are seeing every bit of money that they put into our system and we give back to them through our services that we provide.
Any further questions? Senator Martinez.
Serving under Kyle Fang as his intern, what was one idea you took from him on something either you want to implement or change in the 85th session?
So one thing that I took away, I actually went with him on two separate occasions where I met with the head of the Wolf Shop. And I think seeing as though I didn't learn until later on that was completely student run. So I think having them, since that revenue is going towards ASUN, having them more present at our Senate meetings and having more clear communication is one specific example I have.
Any more questions? Senator Billman.
What do you believe would be like one of the greatest challenges you take on as the chair of Budget and Finance?
So I think one of the greatest challenges is ultimately having the various different organizations, be it Inkblot or things like that, throughout the ASUN offers, having to work with them to make sure that they have, when they come to our budget and finance meetings, that they have detailed accounts of where all their money is being spent. Being someone who sat on the budget and finance chairs, whenever they did, it made meetings run a lot smoother when they were able to present their accounts, and it made our decisions a lot easier. So making sure that those different departments are bringing with them, they're well prepared for the budget and finance meetings.
Any more questions? Seeing none, thank you. And I ask that you please invite Senator Kirkendall into the room.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
All right, Senator Kirkendall, you now have the floor for 5 minutes, followed by a 5-minute question and answer period. Whenever you're ready, you can begin.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. My name is Justin Kirkendall, in case anyone's forgotten it by now. I'm a junior studying accounting here at the university, and throughout my academic career, I've learned a lot about budget and finance, whether it be through the courses I've taken or just the people I've met and spoken to. Personally, I've met with the previous budget and finance chairman, so I have a bit of knowledge in concerning how budgeting and how finance goes, how the accounting world is concerned. But one thing that I really want to touch on is not what I've learned in my classrooms, but what I've learned outside of them. I feel like one of the most defining factors for an individual is what they learn outside of their education in the classroom, because what they make of their education outside of it truly defines them as a person. This past spring, I volunteered to do taxes for low-income individuals who cannot afford to pay other businesses or whatnot to do the taxes for them. And I know you may be thinking right now, how does taxes tie into all of this? Well, my knowledge of taxes, though exciting, does not actually lead me to be a better leader for the Budget and Finance Committee, but the one experience that I can take from it is what the value of the dollar means to other individuals. Working with people from different economical backgrounds and different walks of life, I've started to realize that value of the dollar isn't the same for everyone. To some people, the value of the dollar means going and getting coffee. It might mean going to the movies. But to some people, and even students, $5, like their student fees, may go towards pursuing more classes and taking more classes. $5 may mean their next meal for the week. So $5 that every student pays in through their tuition per credit is an important thing to take into consideration when you think of budget and finance. It's easy to look at the entirety of the budget and say, wow, this is such a huge budget, such a huge lump of money that we can use to impact students on campus. But I think that's the wrong way to look about it. If I were the budget and finance chair, I would look at every single dollar spent and ensure that it is helping all students, that every dollar isn't being squandered, and that every student gets to know where exactly their money is going towards. Because I feel like financial transparency is imperative. Right now, we have great financial transparency. Even if you just go to the Nevada ASUN website and you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can see the budget as well as the simplified budget that Senator Kyle Feng, the previous budget and finance chair, had developed. But I think what we're lacking is transparency in communicating what exactly the funds are going towards to the students. Because some students don't even know about the capabilities of the website or what you could find online. So one of my goals would be to go out to organizations and go out to the students and try to communicate exactly what we're spending the money on, so that way there's no question of where their money is going towards. I feel like the most important part of the Budget and Finance Committee is ensuring and upholding the integrity of the Budget and Finance Committee and ensuring that everyone knows that their money is being spent wisely. There's nothing more important than letting students know that we care about them, and there's no better way to show it than through putting their dollars towards use that they could better use in the future. Every student should be able to see the impact of their dollar within the year that they spend it. I know it's been described as a tax, but I like to see it as unearned revenue. A student will put in money towards every single credit that they take, but really, they're just paying almost like a subscription for the things that they're going to see within the coming year.
What's, please continue.
I'm sorry, Senator Kirkendall, please continue.
What's most important is letting the students know that their dollars are being spent wisely, and so there's no better way to do that than through the Budget and Finance Committee, and I think I can make the most positive mark on that committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Kirkendall. I would like to acknowledge that this is a disruption of our meeting right now, so I'd ask if you would please leave at this time. Thank you. And please, senators, acknowledge that this is not something that is normal, and we will not allow disruption of decorum during our meeting and during our term during the Senate session. Yes, Senator Becker.
Yeah, I reiterate that. I literally thought something like really bad was about to go down. I'm not kidding. That's super not.
And true. Senator Kirkendall, I apologize for this disruption of your speech. And senators, if you have any questions for me, first of all, Senator Flangus.
Can he get to like finish his final statement again?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, Senator Kirkendall, if you would like to finish kind of where we left off, that would be great.
No problem. So, I guess in summation, the clear goals laid out through my plan for being the Budget and Finance Chair does not just stop at transparency. It continues through upholding the integrity of the Budget and Finance Committee and ensuring that everyone gets a fair shot at an education and gets a fair shot at seeing their dollars used wisely.
Thank you, Senator Kirkendall. I'm very sorry for that interruption. Senators, if you have any questions for Senator Kirkendall, this is the time. Senator Becker.
Senator Kirkendall, I asked the same question to Senator Thummel. We're talking about how we're going to communicate where the money's going to the students. Now, he said that we're going to communicate the money to the students and we're going to communicate it to the Senate to communicate to the students. But what I want to know is how. He said he's going to do it, but what are the ideas? What are the examples? Like, how are you going to implement this?
Well, I think it really boils down to community participation within the Senate meetings. First, I think you've got to look at it from a ground-up kind of view. You've got to get students out to the public comment section of the ASUN meetings. That way they can ask questions and be able to ask their senators directly what they're proposing to spend the money on. Because it's not just the Budget and Finance Committee that's responsible for the funds. It's just a barrier in the way to make sure that the funds are being allocated appropriately. The senators are bringing to the table ideas that are, you know, legislation, resolutions, and whatnot that will use the ASUN dollars to the benefit of the students. But the students need to be here to ask those questions. Now, as far as going towards a more grassroots type of movement, not only do we need students here in the meetings to ask those questions, but we need to go out to them as well. And I understand that that's kind of a vague scenario, that, okay, am I just going to go out and speak to different organizations? But that's exactly what I want to do. I want to go to the RHA. I want to go to different residence halls. I want to go to clubs and organizations. I want to go to classrooms. I want to go to everywhere to try to communicate that. I want to get the professors. I want to get the deans. I want to get everybody involved to make sure that the students are learning about the opportunities that they have to use the funds appropriately by communicating their wishes to the Senate body. I hope that answers your question.
Senator Flangus.
I have no doubt your knowledge of the budget and how to do budget and finance like things. But I'm wondering, how will you enable your committee, those who aren't studying business, to understand how to like use the budget, work with the budget, and make decisions about the budget?
That's a great question. So for people that don't necessarily understand how budget and finance works in general, I would propose bringing in possibly some people from the Student for Center, the Center for Student Engagement that deal with finance to talk about finance. I'm sure that the faculty would be able to provide knowledgeable insight, as well as be able to provide insight myself. I have no problem with teaching other people how budget and finance works, and if there are questions that I can't answer, there's always somebody that will. As far as people not understanding how budget and finance go, or how budget and finance works if they were to join the committee, I don't think that's a valid reason not to, or to be involved, because our previous budget and finance chairman was a College of Science senator. And was not taking any business courses, yet he did a phenomenal job of simplifying the budget so that way students can understand it. So I think that in itself is a great case of how students are, senators as well as other students are able to understand how budget and finance works so that way they can impact other students.
Any other questions for Senator Kirkendall? Senator Martinez.
Speaking of the previous budget and finance chair, have you done any research into talking to the budget and finance chair or anyone who oversees the committee?
Yeah, so I did talk to ex-Senator Kyle Fang about the Budget and Finance Committee, and he was actually my main inspiration for running because he told me that the Budget and Finance Committee really needs to uphold its own integrity. That he basically provided the underlying framework for me to kind of approach this in a more conservative background so that way the dollars are spent efficiently. And so to answer your question, yes, I did meet with him, and yes, I did talk a lot about the Budget and Finance Committee and what it meant to represent it.
Any further questions? Senator Bussman.
I kind of lost track of what you said at the beginning. Did you say you had any experience with budgeting and finance outside of the tax job that you were working with?
So I opened up with basically how I'm an accounting major and I've taken the courses required to understand it. As far as practical knowledge, I've worked with my fraternity in developing budgets, but I've never actually served as the budget and finance chairman for my fraternity or other organization. So I guess you could see that as a disadvantage, but at the same time, I'm able to understand what's going on. If you saw me during the budget and finance meeting, I apologize to everyone right now for answering so many questions or asking so many questions, but it's because I know a lot about the subject and understand how it works.
Thank you. Any other questions? Seeing no other questions, we ask that you please step out of the room during this time to discuss. Thank you so much. All right, now we'll move into the general debate. Is there any discussion at this time? Senator Becker.
So I noticed that Senator Kirkendall said that he was a junior. Does anyone know what year Senator Thumble is in their accounting business?
Senator Say.
He's a sophomore.
Senator Busman, did you have something? Or are you just reaching for this? Senator Plangus.
I think it's admirable that Senator Kirkendall has this like very intimate relationship with understanding what each dollar means to a student. And I think that insight that he provided about like what $5 can mean to one versus another shows that he's really thought about how ASUN will affect this whole campus as a whole when we spend their money. So I think that shows that he had a lot of insight when he made that statement, especially with his own experience doing taxes and like having that.
Senator Becker, did you have another point?
I was going to ask. Come back in, I apologize.
Okay. Any other discussion on either candidate? Senator Billman.
Personally, I really liked how Senator Kirkendall went and met with the previous chairman of the Budget and Finance Committee to kind of get like an idea of what's going on. And I think that took like that showed a lot of initiative.
Senator Becker.
Just for a clarification. What you said is, or through the speaker to Senator Billman. Not that anything you said was wrong, but I just like to point out that both of those senators had experience with former Senator Cao Feng. Senator Thumble was an intern for the legislative branch.
Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Senator Billman, did you have another thing to add?
Oh, just kind of respond to Senator Becker, too. Yeah, I acknowledge that both of them did work with the chairman, but I think that since Senator Kirkendall, he wasn't a legislative intern, and he was it's kind of a new thing. I thought it was like a pretty impressive thing. But yeah, I think they both showed a lot of to give credit, they both showed a lot of initiative.
Great. Senator Sarwar.
I think that while Senator Kirkendall has less experience, I think that this is made up anyways because he has a lot of knowledge and dedication and his passion to have everyone become integrated with budget and finance. And I know I don't like that stuff, but he makes me want to. I don't know, I think that's so smart.
Any other discussion on the candidate, Senator Becker?
I'd just like to point out something admirable about Senator Kirkendall. When we asked him about other experience besides like the tax experience that he had, he said that he had experience with budgeting in his fraternity. However, he didn't go out of the way to lie and say that he was like anything more than just someone that helped. And he made it a point to say that he was not the chair, which totally goes against like, you know, how his experience, you know what I mean? But above like the, whatever experience that would have had, like his transparency, I think minus about that.
Senator Ma.
I just wanted to comment on their personalities and their speech. I thought Justin was much more composed and had a steady hand in his speech. And I believe that's more important. I think that's really important because you're dealing with student funds and you're dealing with actual money. And I just think it requires a more steady hand versus an Austin speech who is a little jittery in his speech with the ideas, and I just believe Justin's more structural and just more composed personality is a better fit.
Senator Busman.
Through the speaker to Senator Ma, I would actually disagree with that. I think that experience is far more important than speaking skills. I think that the baseline of speaking skills that Thumble does have are sufficient enough to perform as the chair of that committee. And I feel like a chair who's in charge of a $2 million budget and moving around funds should really have formal experience with that sort of thing. So that's where I'm coming from.
Senator Becker.
I'd just like to make the point that we made earlier. So we talked about this, how the speaking and the speech is like irrelevant to the position, right? I mean, it's good to be able to speak and be proficient in public speaking, but the main thing is the personality, what we're getting at, right? You want a steady personality. What we went over in our budget and finance meeting is you don't want someone that's like too hyperactive and too jittery and too quick to make a decision. I think that's what we're getting at. So if you guys were trying to decide who had the more steady personality, I think that's a point of clarification.
Senator Ma, did you have anything to add to that?
Through the speaker to Senator Busman, even though Austin does have experience as treasurer for his fraternity, I just believe Justin, for the position of budget and finance, he had more concrete ideas, whereas Austin, he kind of beat around the bush because he had stated how he wanted to make the budget more transparent and accessible. He didn't exactly say how, and I don't quite understand how you could be more transparent when there's a detailed and simplified budget online available for everyone.
Are there any more discussions, Senator Becker?
So we talked about how we could bring the senators back in for further questioning. Something that you just pointed out, Senator, was that, I don't know their first names, I apologize, but Thummel, is that the one you're referring to that was beating around the bush? Okay. I didn't ask him directly specifically. I just asked him a question that was like, is it going to be through talking to the Senate or talking to students? And he did not ask specifically, so he didn't get the chance to describe specifically. I asked Senator Kirkendall specifically. So I move to ask Senator Thummel to come in for further questioning.
All right. Is there a second to that motion?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It's your decision.
All right, well, we can bring him back in for a couple further questions. Kirkendall? Senator Kirkendall or Senator Thummel?
Thummel,
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Senator Thummel, I want to ask you a couple more questions.
All right, Senator Becker?
Question for you, Senator Thummel. So you asked earlier if you were going to talk to the senators or the students about the budget, like clarity. But I didn't get a chance to specifically ask you what your examples and your ways of doing that were. While we did get a chance to ask Senator Kirkendall, so we wanted to make the playing field level by asking you what specific ways would you make the budget more transparent to the student body, including the Senate student body.
Absolutely. So one of my main ways is, of course, like I mentioned in my speech, I was very impressed how we were able to take our budget and take it in that simplified budget. So my main way of reaching the students would be promoting that as much as possible, because it is apparent, it would be about how, because now we have, it's about promoting to the students as much as possible. So with any students who have issues with the fact that they have to pay into this organization, about kind of presenting that, I believe that's a much more fluid budget that would make more sense to them versus showing them the much longer detailed Excel file. So basically promoting the simplified budget and finding ways just to promote more financial transparency to the students as well.
Thank you, Senator Thummel. Senator Becker, did you have a follow-up to that?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Wait, it's nothing bad. I just want to, you say you want to promote it to the students, but, I mean, there's ways you can do that, whether it's, going to classrooms, going to certain events, Senator Kyle Fang did put the simplified budget on the bottom of the ASUN page. Do you have any examples, more specific to, course of action kind of stuff?
Right. One of the main things I think would be, you mentioned with, if you guys would also be promoting it, making sure you guys are well-versed with the simplified budget. That way, when you guys are hosting your office hours, if students are coming to you with concerns with that, also speaking to major organizations, clubs and organizations about how exactly our budget functions, and then, speaking in classrooms, things along that nature, trying to reach to as many students as possible, but mainly, like I mentioned earlier, just making sure that you guys are well aware of it as well. So when you're hosting office hours, if students have issues with financials, you can direct them to me, or you guys can present that to them as well.
Thank you, Senator Thummel. If you would please step out of the room so we can finish our discussion.
Absolutely.
But thank you for coming back in for questions.
Thank you.
There's a lot of senators that we haven't heard from tonight, so does anyone else have any discussion? Anyone? Senator Mall.
When it comes to finances, composure is huge. That huge interruption as a whole, it would startle a lot of people. Just his entire composure just says a lot about his personality.
Any other discussion on the candidates, or are we ready to move? Seeing no further, Senator Lippe, did you have something?
No.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't sure if that was your hand going up. So seeing no further debate, we've concluded, and a roll call vote will now be called. Now we'll move into the part where once your name is called, please designate your choice for this chair through their last name.
Senator Becker.
Kirkendall.
Senator Billman.
Kirkendall.
Senator Bussman.
Thummel.
Senator Cammie Lee.
Kirkendall.
Senator Cook.
Kirkendall.
Senator Cynthia Lee.
Oh.
Senator Flangus.
Kirkendall.
Senator Lippy.
Kirkendall.
Senator Ma.
Kirkendall.
Senator Maul.
Kirkendall.
Senator Martinez.
Kirkendall.
Senator Panning-Batten.
Kirkendall.
Senator Sarwar.
Kirkendall.
Senator Say.
Double.
Senator Smith.
Kirkendall.
Senator Stopka.
Kirkendall.
Senator Sullivan.
Kirkendall.
All right, Kirkendall receives majority of the vote. All right. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the appointment of Senator Kirkendall to the chair of the Senate Committee on Budget and Finance. Senator Smith?
I move to approve Senator Kirkendall for the chair of Budget and Finance.
Is there a second? Senator Flangus?
I second.
We'll now move into discussion. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Abstentions? Motion carries. Do we have to do a roll call for that one?
Script says roll call vote. I don't know.
Okay.
What are we doing roll call vote? It would be to approve of.
So would you like us to go back and
have a roll call? I don't know if it matters.
Okay. Well, where's the thing? You're okay.
Everybody, please be quiet. The body has elected Senator Kirkendall to be the next chair of the Committee on Budget and Finance. And Senator Kirkendall, if you could join me up here so we can swear you in. Please stand right here. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Justin Todd Kirkendall.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office in which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office of which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Now I will be accepting nominations on the floor for the Senate Committee on Civic Engagement. Senator Smith.
I nominate Senator Flangus for the Committee of Civic Engagement.
Senator Flangus, do you accept?
I do.
Are there more nominations for the chair of the Committee on Civic Engagement? Seeing none, Senator Flangus from the College of Liberal Arts, you are given 5 minutes to give a presentation if you choose to do so, followed by a 5-minute question and answer period.
Okay, I wrote a long speech. I'm just going to preface with that. Okay. Can I just go whenever?
Of course.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Nicole Flangus. I am a senator for the College of Liberal Arts, and I stand before you today in hopes of becoming the chair of civic engagement. When I first decided to run for office, the main reason I wanted to be a part of ASUN was simple. At the heart of this organization is the commitment to make this campus and the community both within and around us better. And so when I think about civic engagement, I think at its core, we are taking the spirit of what ASUN is and giving it back and expanding that opportunity to the students. There are countless ways to interact and better a community, to be, by definition, civically engaged. But I have a specific vision to advance volunteerism, service learning opportunities, and political activism. Volunteerism has become synonymous with GivePulse on this campus. What we can do to further volunteer opportunities is provide workshops during orientation and throughout the year about how to use GivePulse. I also want to start a push of having representatives go speak directly to clubs, organizations, Greek life, as well as charities and nonprofits in the Reno-Sparks area. And this campaign to get more local charities linked with Nevada students can start with Service Palooza. My goal is to get more than 50 charities represented on that first week of the semester and to have them actively using GiveBooks to extend opportunities throughout the year. Further, I want to initiate a larger recognition program for those in our student body that do above and beyond in volunteering. In terms of service learning, I want to further the 2020 strategic plan, No Walls, and the work of Provost Carmen by writing resolutions in support of initiatives that further service learning opportunities. Moreover, this committee can work with the Cooperative Extension Office in their efforts to create more service learning courses in regards to all the colleges on campus. Lastly, political activism is where we as a campus can grow. Election season may have ended, but students' opportunities to be politically engaged are infinite. I want to work very closely with the Legislative Affairs Committee or Legislative Affairs Department to coordinate Know Your Rights Week and the Election Commissioner to bring speakers that encourage less represented groups to become politically active and run for office on a university level and even beyond. We are living in a time where the political conversation is critical, so creating mediums for students to get involved is a step towards giving our generation and our university a voice and reinforce the power of the people as a check on both ASUN and local and national government. So I'll close with the words of Margaret Mead, who understood very clearly what a civically engaged individual can do. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. Not only can this committee be that small group, but with this vision, I believe so can the students on this campus. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now open it up to questions for the candidate, if there is any question. Anyone? Senator Billman.
Oh, so I'm just curious, did you meet with the previous chair of the committee?
Yes, I did get the privilege to meet with now former senator and chair of the engagement, Senator Green, and we talked about a few really key concepts, one of which being Service Palooza is the place for people to find out about service opportunities, and he actually set amazing records with bringing an incredible amount of charities to campus, so we have a lot to compete with. But we also talked about some of the stigmas that go along with community service, as well as political activism. Sometimes people in the sciences feel like they can't get involved, and so that's one of the campaigns we talked about working on, really devoting our energy towards. And we also talked about how we could improve in civic engagement, and political activism is the place where my heart truly lies, and I just cannot wait to see what we can do with that. We just had a very contentious election, but I am an advocate for always being a politically engaged individual. Dissent, I believe, is the highest form of patriotism. That's not a quote by Thomas Jefferson, just accredited to him. But I strongly believe that in this time, we have a voice to give, and that's what we talk about in improving on civic engagement.
Further questions? Senator Lee.
Oh, I have a question. Just to clarify, did you say that like the people on the college of science, they didn't feel like taking
There's this stigma that we talked about that people in the College of Science sometimes don't feel like they can get involved or they don't get reached out directly to. Because with the College of Education, it's so easy for people to get involved in volunteering in their schools. And then with the College of Liberal Arts, there's a lot of opportunities for political activism. But there's just this stigma that sometimes in the sciences you don't know how to get involved. But we're working to further that involvement. We're working with campaigns that specifically reach out to the sciences. That way they feel like they have opportunities that deal with the sciences.
Certainly.
Through the speaker to Senator Langus, I feel like College of Science people, they are very much involved. Like, say, with American Medical Student Association, they're very involved in volunteering at Rosewood, or Tribeta Biological Honor Society, they're very involved with their philanthropy for the Fortin Foundation. And then, for one of my platforms and one of Senator Lee's platforms, we wanted to make like a volunteer abroad chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's not that College of Science students are not involved.
Oh, no. No. I wasn't trying to say they weren't involved. I was trying to say I'm trying to direct a campaign that specifically addresses the College of Science and College of Engineering. So that way we can increase their possibilities for volunteering. So we want to reach out and work with organizations that are devoted to the sciences so that way they have more opportunities to be involved.
Any more questions, Senator Kirkendall?
So I'm a big fan of service learning because I believe it gets students engaged, especially as freshmen. What would be your plans to increase service learning opportunities?
So specifically, we cannot write any legislation to create a service learning class. That's not well within our power. However, we can write legislation that creates initiatives and supports initiatives to create more opportunities and support the efforts that are already happening on this campus. We're working towards the Carnegie designation, which we didn't get last time because we didn't have enough service learning opportunities on our campus. So what we can do is we can reach out to the community, tell them we're interested, and really push the efforts of our administration and what they're doing now. And then by doing so, eventually service learning classes will come about. I also am looking into what else we can do, but technically we don't have the authority to create classes which service learn.
Any more questions? Seeing none. Oh, sorry, Senator Martinez.
I have a question. I just want to know if you could elaborate a bit on your experience in working with other community service organizations or any events you've put on with community service organizations.
On my resume, my speech is a little bit long, so I put it all on my resume. I talked about the organizations I was involved with. I was in National Charity League for a few years. I then moved on to the Rotary Interact Club, where I helped work with community service. I was also in high school, where we were in leadership, so I planned community service opportunities all throughout the year that way. But also, my high school hosted the NASC 2016 State Leadership Conference, where we reached out to a bunch of community service organizations within the local community and put on like a mini service palooza. So I have some experience reaching out, working with community service in the local community. And I also was on the Northern Nevada Youth Leadership Chamber of Commerce, where we put on a community service project working with a local charity specifically, and I was the co-chair of that board.
Great. Is there any further questions? Seeing none, we're going to be moving into discussion. We do ask that you leave the room during this time, but you're not required to do so. And please let the record show that Senator Cook left the room at 8:13 p.m., and please let the record show that Senator Cook returned into the room at 8:16 p.m. We're going to move into general discussion. Is there any discussion on the candidate at this time? Senator Becker.
I feel very comfortable with her becoming the committee chair.
Senator Martinez?
Nicole Flangus seems seems very confident in her position. She has plans, she has ideas, she's already communicated with many organizations here on campus, and I really don't see a reason as to why not we should vote her into this committee chair.
All right, and seeing that, Senator Kirkendall, go ahead.
I think it's important to acknowledge that Senator Flangus mentioned democratic engagement. A lot of what civic engagement falls upon is not just volunteerism and service learning, but also democratic engagement. So I think that someone who understands the necessity of engagement, especially in a political climate like today's, is super important to having in a person who's going to be representing the chair.
Any further discussion on the candidate? Seeing that there's only one nominee, we're just going to move into a roll call vote in approving Senator Flangus to the position of chair of the Committee on Civic Engagement. So moving into a roll call vote.
Senator Becker?
Flangus?
In this case, you say aye. Sorry.
Aye.
Senator Bowman?
Aye.
Senator Bussman?
Aye.
Senator Kamili?
Aye.
Senator Cook?
Aye.
Senator Cynthia Lee?
Aye.
Senator Kirkendall?
Aye.
Senator Lippe?
Aye.
Senator Ma?
Aye.
Senator Mall?
Aye.
Senator Martinez?
Aye.
Senator Ken Batten?
Aye.
Senator Starwar?
Aye.
Senator Say?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Stopka?
Aye.
Senator Sullivan?
Aye.
Senator Dummel?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Great. Can I borrow your skin? The body has elected Senator Flangus to be their new chair of the Committee on Civic Engagement. I state your name.
I, Nicole Flangus,
do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm
that I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. I will now open the nominations for the
chair of the Senate Committee on Government Operations. Any nominations at this time? Senator Kirkendall.
I nominate Senator Thummel.
Senator Thummel, do you accept?
I accept.
Are there any other nominations at this time? Senator Billman.
Oh, I nominate myself for the for the Committee on Government Operations.
Right. Are there any further nominations? Seeing none, nominations are closed. Without objection, the nominees will be recognized in the order in which their nominations were made. The following have been nominated for the chair of the Senate Committee on Government Operations: Senator Thummel from the College of Business and Senator Billman from the College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources. All nominees have been placed in nomination. And again, that we recommend that you both leave the Senate chambers during this time. Senator Thummel, you will be first to give your opening statement.
All right, hey guys. So just to start with some qualifications that I think would make me right for the chair of government operations. I also, in my term as an intern, I was the other chair that committee that I sat on was the Committee on Government Operations. And seeing how they basically go through the SAS and find ways to review bills, review resolutions before they are brought up to the table here, I think I would be right for this position in the sense that I've met with the past chair, Brennan, about kind of the ways you go about going through bills and finding ways to make corrections. I believe it can be very off-putting to senators or the public in general when bills are brought to the Senate table without the proper formatting or if they contain errors or things of that nature. So I would like to implement ways of meeting with all of my all the members on the committee to make sure that the bills are in the right form and are properly worded when they are brought to the Senate so they are as clear and concise as possible. I also, in terms of other experience that I have for this position, I have sat on the bylaw committee for my chapter. Our bylaws are basically, that's our SAS for my fraternity, where I have met with multiple individual members who bring proposed bylaws to our chapter, and I work with them on properly formatting them and rewording them. So I think that with my experience, I would be a great candidate for this position.
Great. Are there any questions for Senator Thummel? Senator Martinez.
When talking about Senator, or ex-Senator Jordan, what information did you discuss on the Government Operations Committee?
The information we discussed was just a very general brief just about what exactly was happened through what the chair does for the committee, just about, like I said, how he goes through bills and resolutions, and he assigns different members of the committee to read through different sections of the SAS to find things that can be changed or reworded and things of that nature.
There are other questions? Senator Lee.
Oh, okay, so as chair of Committee on Government Operations, you're in charge of formulating election procedures. So I just want to point out that there's like a huge gap in representation in ASU and Senate. Like there's significantly more males than females. And like how do you go about like fixing that?
Right, absolutely. So one of the things I would like to do is mainly with working with the elections committee and how we can find ways of including more diversity through ASU did a great job this semester with their campaign, how we raise our voting participation, how we can do that more towards being diversity overall with women or any things of that nature. Just working with the election committee as a whole to find ways to increase more participation amongst women or other minorities or groups and things of that nature.
Any other questions for the candidate? Anyone who hasn't spoken tonight want to ask a question? All right, seeing no further questions, we ask that you please step out of the room during your time. And please invite Senator Billman. Senator Billman, the floor is now yours for 5 minutes to give your speech.
Right. Hello again, my fellow senators. So this time I'll be running for the chair of government operations. And while I was interned for the 84th session, I had the opportunity to sit on multiple committees. And while it mostly consisted of going to safety and sustainability and wellness meetings, which most likely no longer become a committee, I also had the opportunity to go to a few government operation meetings. While at those meetings, I learned the basics of what government operation committee entails, which is to review bills regarding the functions based from government and those associated documents. And if I am elected to be chair of government operations, my goal for the committee would be to come through the documents to see what could be changed to improve the overall flow and purpose of the documents. Since I am setting a goal for the committee, I would also like to set a goal for myself, which would be to try my utmost best to keep a positive, proactive environment in the committee that can thoroughly work through the bills that come into the committee so these bills can reach a Senate table and make sure they have, when the bills reach the Senate table, they have all the kinks worked out of them. And then I would also, another goal of mine that I would like to set is that I would like to meet with the previous chair of the committee, which I have not done yet, Brendan Jordan, so I could see what his previous experience was on the committee so I could best work as the chair of that committee. Thank you.
Any questions for the candidate? Senator Lippe.
You touched on a positive interactive environment. Can you elaborate on that, please?
So I would like to, like, what I mean by a positive interactive or proactive environment is an environment where everyone is comfortable speaking their voice, because I think that's a very, like, important thing when you have like a group of people, is that everyone's comfortable with their opinion. And I think that would be very important in government operations when you're really going through like the bills, because there might be someone who has like a very important opinion on a specific topic, and maybe if they're not comfortable, they're not willing to share that opinion. I think it's very important that everyone's opinion is heard.
Senator Becker.
Senator, what experience or relevant experience specifically do you have with government operations? Not necessarily in here, because your experience you said was mostly with the legislative affairs, correct? What experiences with government operations do you have outside of ASMA?
So the boys state thing that I mentioned earlier is a huge mock like government simulation. Like the whole way they have it set up is it's like you each in your own city, and it's from, it has everything like executive to the legislative to judicial, and has the whole span of the operations. That really opened up my knowledge of like what government operations is. And then I also, in my FBA chapter in high school there, I was also very opened up to like the workings of government through like not only just like legislative affairs, like working it in that, but also like putting bills through and like that part too. Like I could also be very helpful in doing that in the committee too. When people are making bills and such, I could be very helpful in doing that.
Other questions? Senator Lee.
Oh, like I mentioned to Senator Dummel, so like I said to him that like ASUN is very divided between like how many women there are versus men or minority groups in general. So how do you go about solving that?
So I believe that it's very important to like in order to I need to collect my thoughts real quick. Okay, so can you repeat your question, please?
Okay, so I mentioned to Senator Summel that there is a huge gap between how many women there are, or like minority groups in general, compared to like men. So how do you go about fixing that? Because ASUN is supposed to be like a fair representation of the student body.
And fixing it in like what like sense?
So like encouraging more like minorities or like women or people of different sexual orientation to run for Senate positions.
I think having events like Unity that we have now that like really reach out to those people to try and get them involved, I think that stuff is very important. And maybe just going like putting more emphasis on that kind of stuff and really working, because I feel like when you do stuff like Unity like Week, it shows that ASUN is really supportive of different views and that kind of thing. And so I think working on more events like that would very help doing that.
Are there more questions for the candidate? Seeing none, we're going to move into discussion, so we ask that you do leave the room at this time.
Thank you.
Good. And I wanted to make a quick point of clarification. Senator Lee, I loved your question about including more people in ASUN. A lot of times those job responsibilities fall more under the Elections Commission and other departments within ASUN, so it's definitely something we could focus on, but as it pertains to the job of the Chair of Government Operations, it's more so with that legislation part of it. So with that, is there any discussion on the nominees? Senator Stopka.
I would just like to say that personally, I believe Senator Thummel seems a lot more like ready for the position. I believe he has a little more experience and kind of more of a set plan.
Senator Flanagan.
And I also want to further that sentiment. I think that his commitment to the vetting of bills and the like commitment that they'll be clear and concise is something we should look forward to, because currently our staff is at 178 plus pages, and I think that shows a commitment to like understanding how to make the staff applicable to students.
Senator Sarwar, you had your hand up.
I just wanted to agree. I think that Senator Thumel's like thoroughness and clarity makes him an ideal candidate, because I think he would be an excellent person to find comb through all the legislation and bills and documents that need review.
Senator Becker.
I recognize that both of the candidates said that they had some experience with the past legislative or the last committee chair, and they both went to government operations meetings. Can I ask for a public comment from former committee chair of government operations, Brendan Jordan?
You can ask through the speaker to former Senator Jordan.
Through the speaker to former Senator Jordan, who do you think may have the or has the upper hand in terms of knowledge when it comes to government operations?
Excuse me. Well, for this question, I think you can ask former Senator Jordan on if we met with the different chairs, but not necessarily. This is an opinion of the Senate, so you can get information of him, but not necessarily his opinion on which would be the better candidate.
Should I ask my question?
Yes.
Okay. Through the speaker to former Committee Chair of Government Operations, Brendan Jordan, did you meet with both of these candidates?
I've met not specifically about GovOps, but about other stuff with Doman multiple times. He's asked me about my experiences as being a senator. He was super interested in the process. Specifically for government operations, I gave a presentation during the meeting about what GovOps does, but other than that, I didn't meet with anybody specifically about GovOps. Like, if somebody recollects that they spoke with me, it was in passing on the way to somewhere, but there was no formal sit-down meeting explaining to any intern about anything that happened in GovOps.
Any other discussion? Senator Buston.
Did Thumel claim that he like actually sat down with Senator Jordan and talked with him? Does anybody know?
Senator Becker?
I mean, I don't know the audio, but from my recollection, I believe that he did say that he did talk to former Senator Jordan about government operations. If I'm not, please correct me if I'm wrong.
Senator Stopka?
I would like to agree with Senator Becker. I heard that too.
Any other further discussion? Senator Flanagan.
I mean, I feel like he could have been talking about the fact that he, like, sat on the government ops committee and, like, talked to him during that time. Like, we didn't ask him, did you ask specifically in running for this election, did you talk to him about government ops? So I don't think we should assume it's lying or something like that. I think that that could just be, I talked about it when I sat on his committee as an intern.
Okay. Huh? Would you guys like to bring him back in for questioning and ask him that specific question in order to get clarification? All right, who would like to ask Senator Thumel? Senator Cook?
Have you personally sat down and met with former Senator Jordan about government operations at all?
Yes, we have. It was, I believe, when we were first meeting, when we had our first intern meeting for interns here, that I sat with him. We discussed just a general overview of government operations and what the chair does.
Great. Any further questions? Senator Becker?
What did you gain from that? I mean, like, did you gain any insight that might, like, be an advantage for you to run for this position?
Honestly, it was just because I, at the time, was not aware of what government operations was, so it was just a general, we just talked about what he did at his chair position. That was all it was.
Thank you. That's all we needed for questioning.
Okay.
If you would please leave the room once again. So talking about the two candidates, is there any new points or points of discussion that people want to bring up? Senator Smith.
I just want to point out that Senator Thumel previously mentioned that he
hasn't really known what government operations is until this semester, but I want to point out that Senator Bowman has been serving government all throughout high school and all throughout his first semester in college, too, so I think that's something to really take into consideration when talking about the two candidates.
Senator Cook.
Point of clarification to the speaker to former Senator Jordan, so that he has or has not sat down.
Okay, so how it worked was in our first thing, current senators could sit down. It was speed dating, right? And so all the senators just met. So Senator Billman heard the exact same thing as Senator Bowman.
I do think this is something that we can take into consideration, but I want to kind of redirect the conversation into the qualifications of the candidates, their ideas for the position, if there are any more points that people want to bring up concerning those things. Senator Flangus.
I mean, just to put a little bit of a rebuttal on Senator Smith's statement, Senator Thummel also has experience sitting on the bylaw committee of his fraternity, so I think that they both have some past experience with legislation, just to put it out there for the body to consider.
Is there any more discussion on the two candidates? Senator Becker.
I think we've all made the point to discuss what he said and what that means, but I think another point to discuss is the level of experience. I believe that Senator Billman had more experience with his fraternity as opposed to the other senator. Senator Billman's experience.
I think you're confusing
Sorry.
That's okay. Just for clarification. Senator Pennington-Botham?
Yeah, I'd just like to point out that Senator Billman mentioned Attaboy State and being involved in it. I just kind of wanted to clarify that it was a week-long program, so I kind of wanted to, for you guys to take that into consideration. Consideration, was it something that's a long-term thing?
Any other? Senator Kirkendall, did you have something?
Through the speaker to Senator Becker, is my understanding that Senator Becker has also done Boy State, and I would like to hear some of the things that you do during that to see if the qualifications that Senator Billman is talking about are accurately being represented.
Boy State, permission to
speak. Senator Becker, I'm sorry.
I can confirm that Senator Bowman was at Boise State, and that he was there to participate and listen to active government operations and stuff of that nature. But I can't speak for his competency. I can vouch that he was there, but he didn't necessarily run for any positions because there's positions that come into Boise State, and basically how competent and how comfortable you are with not specifically government operations, but governmental functions in general, kind of has a lot to say about your competence, you know? And if you were to be elected in positions, and I don't recall him being elected in any of those positions, but I mean, I'm not saying that he's not competent by any means.
Just for clarification, Senator Kirkendall, you were asking about the functions or the experience that was gained during Boy State, not necessarily his performance during Boy State. Am I correct?
Yes.
So if you could answer that question pertaining to, what you did and what kind of experience that would lend to this position.
Absolutely. So all we did, there were three kids from every high school in Olathe, Nevada, and we all came here over summer, and it was a week-long event, and it was really student-run government, and we all elected each other into our own positions with our own elections committees and stuff of that nature. And it was, we utilized Robert's Rules of Order, and we had everything from a governor to a lieutenant governor to a secretary of state, and then multiple subcommittees and senators.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Senator Becker, is there anything having to do with, legislation or, that kind of experience? If not, you don't have to answer that. It's okay.
I can't confirm that.
All right, Senator Cook. Senator Say.
Just to further that, I also went to Boise State. I can tell you that we did have committees where we would review legislation, and we would have to actually create our own legislations, and we would actually review the legislations in those committees, and we would actually make amendments and do all the things that you would normally do in the government operations committee. And I think it was very extensive, actually. We actually learned a lot about the different kinds of bills and how you actually like review them and actually amend them, and I think, you know, that helps answer your question.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that clarification. I think that there's a late time limit for speech. I'm pretty sure we have time limits for discussion. Could I get a point of clarification? Are there time limits for discussion, or is that only for the speech and the question and answer portion?
You set the time limits on everything that you do.
Yeah, I would like to take more discussion in that case then. So who had their hand out? I know Senator Sarwar, you did.
I just wanted to like comment that I don't think that we should use experience as a sole factor to recognize the potential of someone, because I think that there's a lot of other factors that are involved in moving to status.
And again, I really want to make sure you guys are reading, you know, the SAS and the rules of the Senate and really the details of what this position entails, so we can really redirect our conversation to make sure it's pertaining to those duties. Senator Flangus.
So I think that the role of government operations is to review the SAS and the rules of the Senate and really, like, go over it, but we didn't ask either candidate if they'd actually read through the entire SAS or whatnot. Is that a question that the body would be interested in hearing? Can I add through the speaker to the body? Is that a thing?
I agree. I think we should ask them that question because it is definitely pertinent to the role. So I will ask. Senator Bilney.
Hi.
Senator Flangus, sorry.
I'm just wondering, have you actually gone through and read the SAS and the rules of the Senate? And, just have you gone through the entire document?
I have gone through the entire document a couple times. I still, it's a lot to take in, and I think I need to look at it a lot more times before I really, can really have a really good handling of the document. But yes, before coming here today, I've looked through it about twice.
Thank you, Senator Billman. And if you can invite Senator Thummel in for another round of questions, too.
Oh, sure.
Senator Flangus.
So my question, it was the same to him, to Senator Billman. Have you gone through and read the entire SAS and the now adopted rules of the 85th Senate?
The entire SAS, no, I have not. But should I be elected, I would, of course, you know, go through the entire SAS and get a much more firm understanding of where things can be improved or where things we can make changes to.
Thank you. If you could please leave the room so we can have more time for discussion. Thank you for answering our question. Now, given the information that we have now, is there any more point of discussion or new things to bring up? Senator Becker.
No offense to the previous, I think it was Senator Flangus who asked the previous question. No
offense
to her question, but I mean, we can ask them if they've read the SAS or not, and unless we're giving them a comprehensive quiz of whether they read the SAS or not, I would ask that we don't take their knowledge of the SAS into consideration. I think that is not enough, that we don't have enough legitimacy to support that.
President Texera.
For a point of information for all the senators, and you can ask former Senator Jordan about this, they're going to write about as many bills as the Budget and Finance Chair does. And these bills need to be, everything needs to be perfect once they hit the Senate table because they affect the SAS. So I think you guys need to take that into consideration with who you pick.
Is there any new points of discussion? Senator Becker.
This is a new point of discussion. I was just going to go off of what Senator Sarwar said, how we don't want to solely take their character, I believe we were talking about, and their experience into consideration. I would like to ask through the speaker to Senator Sarwar, what else do you think we should consider when electing these positions, specifically just for this chair?
Senator Sarwar.
I think just seeing how thorough and I think that's a good question, but I was just thinking that there's other factors such as how thorough they would be, the clarity, how they would approach it, and I just saw that with Senator Thummel. I think that he would have a great approach to this because of just his personality and seeing how detailed he is.
Senator Cook.
I just think we've asked them enough questions now and to get a general idea of who they are and how they'll run this position, so I'd like to move to the vote.
Senator Mott, did you have another point that you wanted to bring up? Or are we okay with moving to a vote?
Going off besides experience, I'm going to touch up on personality. I just think Senator Thummel, in his speech, he was just a little more coherent in what he was trying to convey. Whereas I will say Senator Billman, his speech wasn't as quite as smooth. Senator Thummel's was just his presentation and just presenting himself was better.
Okay, so seeing that there's no further debate, we're going to go into a roll call vote. This time, when your name is called, please designate the candidate you're choosing by using their last name, either Thummel or Billman.
Senator Becker.
Thummel.
Senator Busman.
Thummel.
Senator Cammie Lee.
Thummel.
Senator Cook.
Billman.
Senator Cynthia Lee.
Thummel.
Senator Flangus.
Thummel.
Senator Kirkendall.
Billman.
Senator Lippy.
Billman.
Senator Ma.
Thummel.
Senator Mall.
Thummel.
Senator Martinez.
Billman.
Senator Pangbatten.
Thummel.
Senator Starwar.
Thummel.
Senator Say.
Billman.
Senator Smith.
Billman.
Senator Stopka.
Thummel.
Senator Sullivan.
Billman.
All right. Senator Thummel received the majority of the votes. We'll now move into a roll call vote on the approval of the nomination of Senator Thummel to the office of the chair of the Senate Committee on Government Operations.
Senator Becker?
Aye.
Senator Bill, Senator Busman?
Aye.
Senator Cammie Lee?
Aye.
Senator Cook?
Aye.
Senator Cynthia Lee?
Aye.
Senator Flangus?
Aye.
Senator Kirkendall?
Aye.
Senator Lippy?
Aye.
Senator Ma?
Aye.
Senator Mall?
Aye.
Senator Martinez?
Aye.
Senator Pennington?
Aye.
Senator Starwar?
Aye.
Senator Say?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Stopka?
Aye.
Senator Sullivan?
Aye.
And motion is carried. The body has elected Senator Thummel to be the next chair of the Committee on Government Operations. I state your name.
I, Austin Thummel.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office of which I am about to enter.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right. I'll be now accepting nominations on the floor for the Senate Committee on Public Affairs. Senator Cook.
I would like to nominate Senator Becker for the Chairman of Public Affairs.
Senator Becker, do you accept?
Yes, ma'am.
Are there any nominations for the Chair of the Committee on Public Affairs? Seeing none, the nominations are closed. The following have been nominated for the Chair of the Senate Committee on Public Affairs, Senator Becker from the College of DHS. So we'll give you 5 minutes for a question and answer period. Opening statements and then 5 minutes question and answer period if you would like to make a statement.
Yes, ma'am.
And please let the record show that Senator Cook left the room at 8:49 p.m. Begin whenever you're ready.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ryan Becker. For those that have not had the pleasure of meeting individually, I'm here speaking for you to run for the committee chair of public affairs for the University of Nevada, Reno. For those of you who are not 100% familiar with what my job would entail if I were to be elected, the main job I would actually be performing is that I would be the university and specifically the legislative director's liaison with the public and the community outside of campus. And in doing, if I were to be elected, what I would plan to do is work very closely and very directly with the director of legislative affairs in resolving issues in our community, such as health and wellness, and specifically health and education on issues, sensitive topics in the community, specifically sex trafficking, something that's like very, 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 very passionate of mine. I don't know if you guys know, but like 5 years ago, there were about 600 girls in Northern Nevada that were under the age of 18 that were victims of sex trafficking, and now we're down to 300. And I'd like to make something like this, where we're talking about this kind of stuff, like sensitive topics, something that we can bring up and be comfortable talking about because it's incredibly serious. And I know we know about the program from the 84th Senate. I don't know if that was who created it, but the It's On Us campaign, the sexual assault or to prevent sexual assault campaign. I would like to put sexual assault in the same, not the same category, but I'd like to put some sort of organization or some sort of correspondence from our ASUN to connect with sex trafficking, because I feel like sex trafficking and sexual assault go hand in hand. That is something that I would really, really, really like to promote. And just something about my background, I'm community health science, public health, pre-med, and public health is one of my biggest concerns, like with my friends, with everything that I do with my life, and especially with my undergraduate research, studying like nicotine, electronics, cigarette use on campus and stuff like that, sending out surveys. So if you guys have any questions about my contingency for this position, I would really appreciate that. Thank you.
Open the floor for questions. Senator Pettingbaugh.
Yeah, so you did mention about how you were pretty passionate about, you know, the thing going on. Sorry, what was it called? Sex trafficking, sorry. Can you hear me?
I can now, thank you.
Okay, sorry about that.
It's okay.
So you told me that you said that you were pretty passionate about, you know, issues in the community like sex trafficking. Are you in any clubs or, you know, organizations that actually do, you know, does things to remedy that problem?
Yes and no. There is no club that specifically deals with sex trafficking. There's no like anti or prevention of sex trafficking clubs, but I'm in multiple pre-health clubs like AMSA, the Pre-PA Society, and we're working on getting speakers to come to more of those events. And those two clubs, we've already had a professional preventer of sex trafficking come from a nonprofit organization called Awaken. Something you guys should probably remember because I want to have a close tie with them through the rest of my term if I were to be elected for public affairs. But, I mean, yes, there is stuff going on campus related to that.
Yeah, and just a reminder again to look at those job duties and everything in the SAS and make sure you're asking questions about those specific things. Senator Flangus?
In the rules of the Senate, it says that the Committee of Public Affairs should be responsible for formulating policies regarding governance at local, state, and federal level, including Reno City Council, just like lots of things. How, like, specifically are you going to make sure we focus on both local, state, and national policy within your committee?
I can give you some examples of, so local and state, definitely. I mean, I don't know if we'd be able to definitely reach out to the federal level of government in terms of, like, from our level. I'm more than happy to try, but I've not came up with any ideas for federal. However, I can say from my experience, I was definitely involved very heavily in civic engagement at Green Valley High School in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we actually had local councilmen and like state congressmen come and speak, and I think that's something that's very, very, very important in terms of civic engagement, because there's nothing more civic than, you know, like the most legitimate form of civic engagement, which is our government. And I think that having anything from speakers come and give keynote speeches, I feel like those would attract large amounts of attendance. And I also know that we do have a fair amount of political activism going on campus, so that's something that I'd also like to continue to instill.
And really quick, I want to make a clarification for the body that the Committee on Public Affairs really deals with writing legislation on policies that are going through the state, local, and national level. So try to ask questions pertaining to the duties that are within the SAS and kind of that theme of what that chair is supposed to be doing.
Senator Busman.
So on the topic of sex trafficking, was there any specific legislation or things you wanted to push through regarding that?
Yeah, I wanted to make that a foundation of something that we can continue to carry out through ASN for years to come, specifically something that I would like to do in like my further experience in ASUM. Like I said, I was talking about the It's On Us campaign that was specifically brought up heavily in the 84th Senate, and I'd like to, I don't know if there's legislation that I could do to tie with It's On Us, because if It's On Us has legislation, I'm going to do exactly what they did for that.
Senator Busman. I believe It's On Us went through University Affairs last session, so I don't think that would change like jurisdiction, but if you did want to work with that event, I'm sure that's possible.
Okay.
Senator Flangus.
I have another question. It says that this committee shall voice student concerns regarding tuition and fees of the university, and this is the first year in the past, in like, what, 2 or 3 years, that we can actually raise fees. So I want to know what specifically you're going to do to ensure student concerns are heard about tuition and fees.
Well, I guess the first way we have to go about doing that is informing the students of that, because I personally cannot say that I even knew. You said this is like the first year that that's been occurring, that we have control of raising those fees. I personally had no idea. I don't know how many of you guys did, but I think that's something that we definitely have to voice, not only to our Senate, but directly to our students as senators and from my position. I'll do that via, let's think about it, I could do that through electronic messaging, through emails. We could definitely put up posters around campus. And I actually have another idea, which actually goes about just proposed, like, emphasizing everything civic we do on campus, including what you were just saying, like information like such. Something maybe called like the opportunity board, and maybe an online section we could put in ASUN where we have everything that we do that's civic engagement-wise there. And whether it's like something like new news, you know, maybe it's like a newspaper, a newsletter, not necessarily a newsletter. I'm thinking about something in ASUN, like some kind of drop-down that we would have that would be like new news, new civic opportunities, et cetera. That answers your question.
I'm so sorry, but our five-minute question and answer period is up. So, Senator Becker, we ask that you do leave the room during this time of discussion. Moving into a general discussion on the candidate, do I have any points of discussion? Senator Kirkendall, if you had something you're curious about. Or?
I would like to ask how Senator Becker would be able to represent all of the constituents within the University of Nevada when proposing legislation, how he would be able to best represent the student body as a whole. There's many different diverse groups on campus, and it's hard to really accommodate every single person. So that's one of the challenges that I see him facing, and I would like to know how you respond to it. So I don't know, I can propose to like ask that question.
Let's bring up a couple more general points of discussion, and if that comes up again, that's definitely something we can go into. Does anyone else have a point of discussion about the candidate? Senator Billman.
I really liked how he had specific ideas of what he wanted to do with the committee, but it also seemed like he didn't know some of the specific duties that were tied in with public affairs, like the stuff about tuition and fees, and then also on I was looking through the description, they also host a veterans breakfast, which is a pretty big part of their duty. So I think he has some like great ideas, that there's stuff that he wants to like implement, but then there's also stuff that goes in with public affairs too.
Senator Martinez.
Going alongside Senator Billman, some of the things he was saying, I think he was really great in talking on his feet. That's exactly what I felt like he was doing, talking on his feet. The plans that he was providing for us didn't seem to align with the job itself, starting talking about It's On Us. And when asked questions about like legislation, he kind of just like danced around the question, and in the sense of when asked like what he would do to implement the sex trafficking bill, he referred to the It's On Us campaign, which doesn't pertain to the committee at all, and saying, I'm going to do exactly what they did for that, really not having any kind of motivation or new ideas for the committee.
Is there any other points of discussion at this time? Seeing none, we're going to move.
I have a couple.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you. Senator Flangus.
I still
think that the point that Senator Kirkendall brought up, like how would he address the diverse views as public affairs, essentially the voice of like ASUN, like how would he do that? I think that's still really relevant because I don't think he got to that in his speech.
Mm-hmm.
I would, if we could.
Yeah, let's bring him back up for questioning. We have a couple more questions. And either Senator Flangus or Senator Kirkendall, if you want to ask him.
Okay.
Senator Kirkendall, if you'd like to ask him.
So when being a representative of a university in the public, you have to represent a very diverse group of students on campus. And I was wondering what your direction or how would you be able to best represent people of different backgrounds on campus effectively without isolating other groups to do so?
I would have to start with making my, if I were to be elected, I would have to start with making my committee as diverse as we could possibly make it. And then therefore, I feel like not 100% that that would solve the diversity issue of how well we are represented diversely on campus, but I think that would certainly be a start. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I feel like I just didn't ask it.
You can ask
it. Is there any clarification that you're seeking or an answer that you're looking for? Senator Flangus,
yeah.
Sorry.
Public affairs is essentially the voice of ASUN in the community and like ASUN's views to the community and the community back to ASUN as well. So just with that wide range of views, like how explicitly are you going to make sure that all those views are represented and that you actually like go out and understand what our students would need or want?
So you say how explicitly? I say very explicitly. How I would go about doing what specific? Can you please
just
be
like,
specific of what I would have to do?
Yeah, just like how would you like public affairs is supposed to be the voice of ASUN
yes.
to the campus
and back.
But, and back, yeah. And so I'm just wondering like public affairs, like how are you going to work with all the many like views on campus? Like what's your like vision on how you're going to make sure when you write policies that they reflect the student body?
I would say I would have to vet it through my committee as thoroughly, vet it through my diverse community as thoroughly as possible, and I would, I think we might have to think of another way besides just our committee, maybe to vet out any like lack of diversity. Well, another way we do that is that we run the bill through Senate, and if that's something that maybe you guys would be able to take care of, does that answer your question, sort of? So I would vet it through my diverse subcommittee, and then I would run it through the committee, which is Senate. And if it didn't reflect our students well enough then, I think it wouldn't, I don't know. Do you think it would still be on me at that point, or do you think it would be on the point of the Senate as a whole, you know? I mean, we can discuss this. I'm not sensitive to this topic, personally.
Senator Starwood?
I was just wondering, how do you plan to bring about a medium or create a bigger medium in which students are more connected and aware under the issues that are related to public affairs? Because I think that's really important.
I think the most significant thing I could do within that is maybe absolutely publicizing my role if I were to be elected as the chair, committee chair for public affairs. I could not say that more than genuinely 50% of the population know exactly what my job does and what opportunities can be obtained through my job. I think that maybe even not just my committee chair personally, but all the committee chairs can do some sort of publicizing of what we can do as committee chairs to the public, because I don't know if the public is very aware. Honestly, I don't know if they know. And I mean, I would be more than happy to, whether it's walk around campus or go club to club just asking if they have any public issues that they want to see go to the local or city or state level, you know what I mean? Whatever you have, I would be more than happy to do. I mean, those are my recommendations, just being around campus and talking to as many people as I possibly can.
Okay. Are there any other questions while we have them in the room? Seeing none, we ask that you step out of the room one at a time. Thank you. Senator Cook.
I think we should, personally, I think that we should maybe do the same thing that we did with the committee of academics and maybe put it off for a week and give them another week to prepare and get a better understanding of what this committee entails.
Senator Martinez.
I would like to agree with Senator Cook in the sense that I felt as if he was dancing around the questions once more. All of his answers had nothing to pertain to the Public Affairs Committee, and that just brings great concern in appointing someone in that position who really has no idea what the committee is even about in the first place.
Senator Stopka, did you have something to say?
Oh, no.
Okay, Senator Ma?
Yeah, I completely agree with the other senators. Just every question we asked him, he had zero concrete ideas on what he would do. And not only that, I just don't believe he's qualified enough. He just completely beat around the bush around the questions again. And especially saying that, oh, it's not my job, it's someone else's job. It'll go through this, it'll go through this. Like, you gotta have a vision and just some goals and a mission for being a chairman.
Senator Plangus.
I'd also say that when we look for someone as the chair of public affairs, especially with the increase in tuitions, like more now than ever, they need to know how to reach out, communicate with the community, and ensure they're upholding the ideas of a very diverse group of people, not just an immediate group, but a very diverse group, and have an initiative in order to go meet those people. So I would also agree with the consensus that's been happening.
Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, we're going to move into a roll call vote. Since we only have one candidate, in this case, you would say aye, nay, or oy.
Senator Billman.
Nay.
Senator Bussman.
Nay.
Senator Cammie Lee.
Nay.
Senator Cook.
Nay.
Senator Cynthia Lee.
Nay.
Senator Flangus.
Nay.
Senator Kirkendall.
Nay.
Senator Lippe.
Nay.
Senator Ma.
Nay.
Senator Ma.
Nay.
Senator Martinez.
Nay.
Senator Pennybatten.
Nay.
Senator Starward.
Nay.
Senator Say.
Nay.
Senator Smith.
Nay.
Senator Stopka.
Nay.
Senator Sullivan.
Nay.
Senator Thummel.
Nay.
All right. Let the record show that Senator Cook returned into the room at 8:52 p.m. Chair did not receive the majority of the votes, and so this position will be up on the agenda for next week. I am now seeking nominations on the floor for the Senate Committee on University Affairs Chair. Senator Smith.
I'd like to nominate Senator Bussman for the Committee on University Affairs.
Senator Bussman, do you accept?
Yes.
Are there any more nominations? Senator Becker?
I would like to nominate Senator Cook for University Affairs.
Senator Cook, do you accept?
Yes, I do.
Are there any more nominations on the floor? Seeing none, the following have been nominated for the chair of the Senate Committee on University Affairs. Senator Bussman from the College of Liberal Arts, and Senator Cook from the College of the Division of Health Sciences. All nominees have been placed in nomination, and the nominations are now closed. So we're gonna go in order. So first, let's start with Senator Bussman. I ask that you both step out of the room during each other's presentation. But again, you have 5 minutes for a presentation and 5 minutes for question and answer, if you'd like to approach the podium. And if we're ready, are we ready?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. Whenever you're ready, you can begin.
Okay, cool. So I hope that by now you all know my name is Derek Bussman. I'm a junior psychology major with an emphasis in behavior analysis and a minor in business administration. I think that all of the experiences I've had throughout college have led to me being a really effective communicator. And that coupled with my experience with marketing, I think makes me the best candidate for the University Affairs position. Because University Affairs, in my view, is essentially marketing the Senate, both to students and to the faculty here at the university. So getting right into my platform, on this first page here, I've kind of mapped out a little summary of what I've already done in preparing for this position. So every single name that you see here and every department is an individual that I reached out to and met with specifically for the purpose of talking about university affairs. and that is in large part how I developed my platform. It was really kind of crowdsourced and kind of interspersed between. I am a very creative person, and that's something that I hope to bring to this position is innovation. Now, down at the bottom, you can see kind of a list that I compiled of the liaisons that at this point I think would be important for this position. That's not a final list because I still have meetings to set up with various departments across campus. If you go to the second page though, there's a few more line items that are part of the University Affairs Committee description that I want to talk about. So first is the promotion of Senate among the student body and the creation and distribution of materials concerning Senate. So again, I do have experience with marketing, and that's kind of the approach that I want to take with this. I am going to highlight first, before I talk about the other points, that I was chosen as the COLA seat for the Student Media Advisory Board. So any content that I'm producing, I'm already closely working with all these publications on campus, so it's a really easy transition. And what I want to do specifically, I talked to Amy Kokas about various forms of advertising that are available to ASUN. She said that specifically the Joe Crowley Student Union, the things like the screens, stuff like that, it's very underutilized, and I think that's a medium that should be explored more. Also with the ASUN newsletter, I talked with Blythe Steelman quite a lot about that, and that's something I'm very interested in. Then also, I would like to put a Department of the Month feature in Sagebrush, just sort of a way to get the community thinking about the different departments on campus and the great things faculty are doing. Because I think even though senators have no idea what a lot of the different departments do or what they are. Okay. Second, I want to talk about communication between Senate and the university community. So I want to throw two outreach events this semester. Outreach events are super important because not only are you informing your constituents of what ASUN does, but you're getting their direct opinions at those events. So currently what I have plans for, the first event is definitely going to be something involved with food. I think food is a very effective incentive for college students to get engaged with the senators. The second event is the Dunk a Senator event. I think this is a really fun way to kind of get students out and interacting with senators. At face value, maybe students will just come because they want to dunk student government in water. But I think when you get students out and having fun with senators, they open up, and that's really what outreach events are, is opening those lines of communication. So the last two things I'm going to talk about, I'm going to kind of lump these together. I want to work with the executive board with initiatives. A lot of our roles kind of overlap between University Affairs Committee and the executive board. So specifically, I want to continue the It's On Us campaign, as well as any other initiatives that the appointed directors have when I talk with them once they're appointed. And then I would also like to talk to the previous directors of the Health and Wellness Week, which I have a list of the people who did participate in that. And I think it would be a disservice to forget that President Teixeira's platform was actually based partially on mental health, so I think he would also be a good resource to talk to in developing the Health and Wellness Week event.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Senator Bussman? I know it's late, but we got to keep going. We got to ask these questions. Yes, Senator Martinez?
My question goes under the Community of University Affairs, and it says the Community of University Affairs shall provide a Senate liaison to different departments or organizations chosen by the committee. So how do you plan on delegating that?
So it was my understanding that the committee would largely decide that. I would decide, just in terms of recommendations, what liaisons are important. But I don't think it should be overlooked that senators are going to come into this committee and have specific goals that they have and departments that they want to work with. I'm not just going to choose who's working with what, because that really undermines whatever motivations that senator has in being on the committee in the first place.
Any other questions, Senator Flangus?
In your communication between the Senate and the University Committee point, you said introduce an outreach program, and this goes along with kind of the public affairs questions, but could you talk about some examples of how you were going to really reach out to the community and tell them about what's going on?
Yeah, so I actually asked Hannah Jackson a question earlier during her speech about what she planned with her outreach program, because she talked about that just a little bit. The last session, I think, just recently got rid of the WTF ASUN page, which is also pretty unfortunately named. I think that the problems with that campaign can be fixed and reintroduced in a more productive way. First of all, in the name, what to fix, you're going to get freshmen who have a broken air conditioning unit in their dorm asking ASUN senators to go and fix their air conditioning. Like, it's really not in the jurisdiction of ASUN, or even if it is, it's not something that we should be dealing with. So I think the best way to fix that program is to reframe the perspective of what you're asking for. So if you ask for ideas that students have instead of what are your problems, what do we need to fix? And one of the ways I was thinking about kind of implementing that, and this is going to need a lot of refining because I want it to be perfect if I'm putting it out. I think it would be cool to introduce some sort of incentive system for that, like for every certain number of submissions within like a month, that winner, which would be probably selected by the University Affairs Committee, would get some sort of compensation, probably like Chipotle, something like that. I wouldn't want to put that through ASUN funds, so I would probably actively contact different companies to see if they would be able to sponsor that for a prize, but I hope that fully answers your question.
Any other questions for Senator Bussman? Senator Thummel.
You mentioned in your speech that you believe you would basically be marketing the Senate to the university. Just what experience do you have with marketing?
Yeah, so if you go to my resume, I worked with a company called H&H in Vegas during high school. And what I did there, it was in the samples department. So it's like a giant cup and mouse pad company, but it also does all sorts of printing for pretty big companies, actually, like Coca-Cola. I think they did Pepsi at one point. And all sorts of other names that I can't really think of right now. What I did with that was they would have companies who would express interest in potentially purchasing a product. And what they would do is say, this is what I want. And then we would go and look at that request and think, okay, what sort of samples do we send them of the current products we have to give a good representation of what they can do with their company and these products. So does that answer your question?
Absolutely, yes, thank you.
Cool.
Great, any more questions? Senator Martinez?
Have you had any discussion with the current chair for the Committee on University Affairs?
Yes, lots of discussion. Two times.
Point of clarification, or right?
Senator
or,
Martinez,
for
yes.
A follow-up.
Yes.
What were some ideas that you discussed with the committee chair?
So I actually got the Department of the Month idea from her. Let me think, what else? She was probably the main driving force in like a lot of the like revelations I made in like developing my platform. There was like smaller things here and there with a lot of the different departments that I talked to and individual people, but she was very knowledgeable about it and contributed a lot actually to my platform.
Great. Well, thank you so much. There's no more time for question and answer right now, but thank you for speaking to us, and if you could invite the next candidate in. Senator Cook, you now have the floor for 5 minutes.
All right, so I'm not really one for long speeches, so I'm going to try and keep it short. To start off, I just want to let you guys know that I actually served on this committee last semester in the 84th session. And so I have a pretty good knowledge of how this committee is ran and how the meetings go. And all the different departments that we need liaisons for. And that being said, I'm not afraid to reach out to former Senator and former Chairman Carissa Bradley. I actually briefly reached out to her earlier today, and I would like to continue to use her if I were to be elected to this position. Going off of that, my main goal for this, like this session, if I were to be elected, is I want my liaisons to be closer and have better ties with their departments. And I've just seen kind of in the past, like, you're assigned a liaison and you're told to meet with them, and by meet with them, it's kind of you send them an email here and there. Well, I want to change that. If I'm elected, I want to require the people on my committee to meet with their departments at least once a month, whether that be, say, they're the Panhellenic or IFC liaison, that they go to a meeting whenever the meetings may be, or go sit down with the director of campus police. Because transparency is key, especially for this position. The main goal of this committee is to reach out to the different departments to make sure that the entire university is on the right track and working in unison. And then going off of liaisons, I personally would take upon myself to be the liaison to the director of fitness and recreational sports, Jim Fitzsimmons, because I think that Pack Fit is a huge thing that this university could really just take even farther than it already has. I mean, we've already seen it just explode, and I just think it has so much more potential to it. And going off of that too, my main goal when I ran for this position back last September was to get classes on the quad, and I'm sure all of you have heard me talk about this before, but I would just really utilize this committee to bring that into light and really just make it happen. I just think that if I had my committee to work through and get their ideas and use them to implement this, it could even work with Pack Fit, and I just think those two would really go together and it would just flourish. That's about it.
Are there any questions for the candidate? Senator Martinez.
Have you talked to the current committee chair of the University Affairs outside of being a part of her committee? And if so, are there any ideas that you guys have discussed together or plan to implement if you are to be elected the University Affairs chair?
I just reached out to her today to see if she had any tips or ideas for me to implement if I were to be elected. But like I said, I would just really like to keep in touch with her. We have a pretty good relationship right now as it is, so I don't see that.
Point of clarification.
Senator Martinez.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Point of clarification. So are there no new ideas you have planned for next year currently?
What's that?
Are there no new ideas that you have planned for next year currently?
Not yet, but I think that goes into using your committee and coming up with ideas as a body.
Are there any other questions for the candidate? Senator Billman.
So one of the jobs listed in the SAS for the or the Rules of the Senate for the University Affairs is the committee shall also be responsible for the promotion of Senate among the student body, creation and distribution of materials concerning Senate. Do you have any ideas of how to improve that or how you would implement that?
Which part?
How you would like how to better promote Senate and how to better distribute the materials concerning Senate.
Liaisons are the main part of the University Affairs, and that goes in with having them meet monthly. If they meet monthly and they're on a first-name basis with their department director, then I don't see there being any problems this session with transparency among every department on this campus.
Thank you.
Any more questions for Senator Cook? Seeing none, we ask that you step aside of the room, but you're not required to print about it. All right, moving into general discussion. Do you have anything? Senator Kirkendall.
I'd just like to bring up the fact that Senator Bussman had many more concrete ideas as compared to Senator Cook's. And so I feel like moving forwards, the person that should be in charge of the university affairs should be someone that has a vision, and I feel like Senator Bussman has the most vision as of right now.
Senator Libby.
I believe that Senator Bussman put in a lot of work for this. Like, it's very extensive. You can see all the people that he's very prepared, and it just demonstrates a lot of commitment.
Senator Pettingbotham.
Yeah, I'd like to point out for Senator Bussman how he said he was pretty creative and whatnot. And I don't know if you guys saw his poster, and I feel like I agree with that. I mean, like, it kind of shows his creativity and the fact that he might be more in tune with, like, you know, today's popular culture.
Senator Flangus.
I also think that, like, I don't know if anyone else connected this, but, like, the, like, titles that he underlined are specifically written into the community of, like, Committee on University Affairs, like, Constitution. So they went through and, like, obviously understood the entire duties of the University Affairs Committee and then developed his goals from there. So I think just, like, the fact that he started out this organized and put a commitment to, like, answering each of the individual duties is admirable.
Okay. Is there any other input? Senator Lee.
I think that Senator Cook, he had, like, a good vision, but he just didn't know how to, like, formulate it in words. But, like, compared to Senator Bussman, like, he said that he wanted to have 4 days of the academic year for the promotion of health and wellness, whereas Senator Cook, he just said that he wanted to promote half of it.
Senator Pettingbotham.
Yeah, going off of Senator Lee, what's his name? Sorry. Senator Cook.
Senator Bussman or Senator Cook?
No, Senator Cook, sorry. He talked about, you know, he was part of the committee last year, and I feel like he has experience, but the fact that he doesn't really have any vision to, you know, continue to improve the university is kind of his ideas, pretty much. And looking at Senator Bussman, I guess that he's pretty creative, and the fact that, he already has concrete ideas is very, very telling.
Senator Thummel.
And it just kind of build off what the other senators have been saying. Just hearing about his experience with marketing in the past, I think, is also invaluable for the position.
All right. Well, let's move into a roll call vote, this time designating the name of the person that you wish to select.
Senator Becker.
Bussman.
Senator Billman.
Bussman or Cook?
Oh, Bussman.
Senator Cynthia Lee.
Bussman.
Senator Flangus.
Bussman.
Senator Kirkendall.
Bussman.
Senator Libby.
Bussman.
Senator Ma.
Bussman.
Senator Mall.
Bussman.
Senator Martinez.
Bussman.
Senator Canning-Batten.
Bussman.
Senator Sarwar.
Bussman.
Senator Say.
Bussman.
Senator Smith.
Bussman.
Senator Stopka.
Bussman.
Senator Sullivan.
Bussman.
Senator Thummel.
Bussman.
Okay. Senator Bussman has received the majority vote, and then seeing that, I'm seeking a motion to approve the appointment of Senator Bussman to the Chair of the Committee on University Affairs. Anyone move? Senator Smith?
I move to appoint Senator Bussman to the Chair of the Committee on University Affairs.
Do I have a second? Senator Kirkendall?
Second.
We will now move into discussion. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, we'll move into a roll call vote approving Senator Bussman to the chair for the Senate Committee on University Affairs.
Senator Becker?
Aye.
Senator Billman?
Aye.
Senator Cammie Lee?
Aye.
Senator Cynthia Lee?
Aye.
Senator Flangus?
Aye.
Senator Kirkendall?
Aye.
Senator Lippy?
Aye.
Senator Ma?
Aye.
Senator Mall?
Aye.
Senator Martinez?
Aye.
Senator Pettingbotham?
Aye.
Senator Sarwar?
Aye.
Senator Say?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Stopka?
Aye.
Senator Sullivan?
Aye.
Senator Thummel?
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
The body has elected Senator Busman as the new chair of the University Affairs Committee. I state your name.
I, Derek Busman.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
Congratulations. All right, guys. Good work. We're almost there. The next order of business is the appointments of senators to the Senate Standing Committees. Each committee must be composed of between 5 and 9 members, and each senator must serve on at least 2 committees, but you can serve on more. The Committee on Budget and Finance must have at least 7 members. Senators who have been elected as chairs are automatically on their own committee, as well as the Committee on Oversight, which fulfills the 2 committee requirement. However, it's highly encouraged that you also sit on another standing committee. And I wanted to ask for a point of clarification. Is it okay if we appoint members to the committee that doesn't have chairs yet, or do those also have to be tabled into the next meeting? Okay, great. So. Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Beatty.
Clarification with you, Director Edwards. Mm-hmm. Since 2 committees are not standing, can senators only sit on 1 this week and then add 1 next week?
How many committees do you have to sit on?
2.
Per the Senate rules that you just passed, it's 2.
2.
So I'm just saying because right now 2 committees are not. They're not appointing anybody to them. Now you're taking all 20 senators and appointing them to 4 committees, right, instead of 6.
Realistically, because the times are not set for the committees and it is too late in the week to agendize, they could all sit on 2 committees and it would not matter because that committee is not going to meet in time and they won't be able to agendize.
And then just change committees next week?
Yes, once we elect.
So okay.
Time being, but actually was going to call on my folks.
Oh, yes. President Tech, sir.
When you guys are doing this, make sure the language is I nominate to put myself on the committee a blank by unanimous consent. Otherwise, you have to do a vote for every committee you want to sit on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to skip the Committee on Academics for right now, and we'll now consider the membership of the Committee on Budget and Finance. By a show of hands, which senators are interested in serving on the Committee of Budget and Finance? So I'm going to go around the table. Senator Ma, Senator Thummel, Senator Maul, sorry. I keep wanting to say your first name. Senator Becker, Senator Martinez. And we do need more members for this committee. Senator Flangus? We need 2 more members. I mean, 1 more member, Senator Smith? Would you still like to volunteer for this committee? We can change these later on. You know that, too. Cook. Say. All right. Is it okay? So we need 1 person to withdraw.
So whenever you ask for the membership, the chair should also designate that they want to sit on the committee.
Oh, I didn't think that was also.
It's just because now we have 2 many. So somebody needs to withdraw so we have room.
Okay. Senator Flangus?
I will withdraw.
Thank you. So the membership of the Committee on Budget and Finance is proposed as follows. Senator Ma, Senator Thummel, Senator Maul, Senator Becker, Senator Martinez, Senator Smith, Senator Cook, and Senator Say. I'm seeking a motion to President Tixer.
Remember that if you are a committee chair, oversight in another committee is enough. So if there are too many people on one committee, the committee chairs, I would recommend first taking themselves off.
Okay, so I'm seeking a motion to approve the membership of the committee of Budget and Finance. Senator Becker?
I move to approve the Committee of Budget and Finance.
Yes. Is there a second? Senator Kirkendall?
Second.
All right, is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, we'll now move into consider the membership of the Committee on Civic Engagement. By show of hands, which senators are interested in serving on the Committee of Civic Engagement? So I have Senator Bussman, Senator Smith, Senator Camilli, Senator Cynthia Lee, Senator Lippe, and we can take more if there's Senator Kirkendall, Senator Billman. Or do we need one?
No, we should be good.
We're good? Okay. So that's the maximum amount. The membership of the Committee on Civic Engagement is proposed as follows. Senator Bussman, Senator Smith, Senator Camilli, Senator Cynthia Lee, Senator Lippe, Senator Kirkendall, and Senator Billman. I'm seeking a motion to approve the membership of the Committee on Civic Engagement as proposed. Senator Flangus.
I move to approve the committee.
Do I have a second? Senator Billman?
I second.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. We'll now consider the membership of the Committee on Government Operations. By show of hands, which senators are interested in serving on the Committee on Government Operations? Okay, Senator Smith. Senator Stopka, Senator Mall, Senator Sullivan, Senator Thummel, and Senator Bowman. All right. The Committee on Government Operations is proposed as follows. Senator Smith, Senator Stopka, Senator Mall, Senator Sullivan, Senator Thummel, and Senator Billman. I'm seeking a motion to approve the Committee of Government Operations as proposed as follows. Senator Say?
I move to approve the membership of the Committee of Government Operations being unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. We will now go into the membership of the Committee on University Affairs. By a show of hands, which senators are interested in sitting on it? There's a lot of people on this one. So, Senator Ma, Senator Penningbotham, Senator Stopka, Senator Sarwar, Senator Flangus, Senator Smith, Senator Bussman. Are you okay on numbers on that one?
We have seven. We have seven. So we could have two more if we wanted.
Okay, if there's anyone else, Senator Stay. Anyone else? Senator Cook? All right. I'm seeking a motion to confirm the membership of the Committee on University Affairs as follows. Senator Ma, Senator Penningbotham, Senator Stopka, Senator Sarwar, Senator Flangus, Senator Smith, Senator Bussman, Senator Say, and Senator Cook. I'm seeking a motion to approve the committee. Senator Lee.
I motion to approve the Committee of University Affairs by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. The next order of business. Just 13. Sorry, guys. Thank you for being patient with me. All right, we'll move into agenda item 16. Is this correct? Is that anything?
I believe there's one.
I believe. All right. We'll move into agenda item 16. And Nevada open meeting law requires public bodies to provide a general public comment period at each of its meetings. So is there any public comment at this time? Speaker Texera, sorry, President Texera.
Hey, guys. So I was going to say this till the end so you guys' nerves are all out of the way and everyone's comfortable at the table. But congratulations. You guys have an incredible honor ahead of you. I challenge you to prepare yourselves for next meeting for the two elections of those chairs, especially academics. This past year, it dealt with a lot of things that my administration is very passionate about, and I really encourage whoever runs for it to know everything about what former Senator Henderson did in that past year. Additionally, I would also like to encourage people who ran tonight and did not win to run again. You still have an opportunity to run for two chair seats. So if you, come here and you only run for academics, you're cutting yourself short. You should run for both. And then moving into your guys' term. So tonight, the discussion was really good. You guys will learn how to use the proper verbiage over time and how to kind of speak with the right language so you don't offend people at the table. I do want to remind you guys that everything's on public record. So everything that you say can be traced back to you with an audio recording and with a paper trail. So remember that when you're speaking at the table. Congratulations once again to the new chairs, and I can't wait to work with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Senator Green?
Yeah. I just wanted to give a big shout out to you guys. You guys had a super great discussion. I just wanted to give a shout out to Senator Becker for asking a lot of questions. Remember, that's never a bad thing. And just because you didn't get a chair position doesn't make you any less of a senator, so don't worry about that. Make sure you're an active member at the table and in your Senate committee, because that's how you become an active, like a great constituent or a representative for your constituents. Forgot what I was going to say. For the two chairs that are still open, just remember, if you're going to run again next week, just remember to do your homework. That's all that comes down to, is being prepared. And when you talk about the issues, it's going to help a lot if you come and do your homework. I also wanted to give a big shout out, or tell you guys to give a big shout out to your student secretaries, because they do have to write everything you say. So when you guys talk, try to keep them in mind. Lastly, I just wanted to talk about the interruption that happened, because I know it's a big thing. So if you don't know, that was Cochran and Keys, but I just want to say that they're going to write a lot about you and talk a lot about you, but they're just bullies. That's at the end of the day, that's what they are. And things that come from people behind masks don't mean anything. If you guys have the power, and if you acknowledge them, that's giving them power. And as an association, you represent 1,800 students, so just don't give them the power. It's really easy not to do, and it's really easy to get mad at everything they do. So thank you, and shout out to Senator Jackson for not letting them interrupt your meeting.
Thank you, Senator Green. Please let the record show that Senator Stopka left the room at 9:39 p.m. and re-entered the room at 9:42 p.m. Any other public comment at this time? Madeline Perdue from the Sagebrush.
Hi, everyone. I am Madeline Perdue. I will be the news editor of the Nevada Sagebrush next semester. Once I would like to say from all of us at the Sagebrush, congratulations. You put in a lot of hard work. I would also like to say that if you would like to highlight anyone in your college, in your committee, anything that you're doing, please feel free to contact the Sagebrush. We would love to highlight that. It is something that, going into being the news editor, that I am personally very passionate about, because with school pride and everything that goes into that, I really want to highlight that and focus on that, because that is something that I feel we lack on doing, and I very much want to publicize. So thank you.
Thanks so much for the opportunity. Dr. Beattie.
I usually just stand up. I'm on my feet for some reason. Anyways, I do want to start by mirroring something that Dennis said and thanking our Senate Secretary and Legislative Clerk. They've got an 80-page script that they put together and edited to make this meeting happen, and made sure that they had all your oaths ready. They've actually been putting a lot of work into this meeting for a week. They showed up at 4 o'clock to make everything as perfect. Part of it's because they're perfectionists, but part of it is because they're dedicated to what they do. So I think you should give them a round of applause. But Speaker Jackson. I don't know how many of these meetings you guys have been to or you've watched, but this meeting was very well run, even with interruptions, so good job. For the body, thanks for asking questions and not just doing things to get them done in a fast manner so you could get out of here a little bit earlier. You're all diligent, you're all paying attention. Everybody spoke, because I was watching, and I'm glad. You know, part of the speaker's job is to make sure that people speak, so thank you for continually pushing people to speak that maybe hadn't. I'm really excited about the session tonight. I had a really good feel to this meeting, so good job on that. Next week, everyone kept talking about 4 o'clock. Next week is the 4 o'clock to take pictures. So 4 o'clock, it'll be in the ASUN Center for Student Engagement. You can wear your normal Senate clothes because they have a robe they put on you, and it's like a V. So if you want to have a collar or something unique in the middle, that's pretty much all they see. So, and then we'll get those up. Your Senate page should change by about noon tomorrow, so your profile picture should be up. If you didn't submit a profile picture, we can still get one and get it put up there. They'll have your, actually, they're going to have your bios and stuff up, but we'll probably wait until we have your Senate pictures to post those up, so you have professional pictures up there. You'll be switched over to the ASUN Senate listserv tomorrow. You'll no longer be on the elections listserv because all the old senators, as former Senator Green, will be booted from that listserv because they're no longer a senator. So next week, I want to talk a little about this. There will likely be some appointments on the agenda, and if they're not on the agenda, they'll likely be the next week, right? So Noah's going to submit some candidates. Sorry, President Teixeira is going to submit some candidates. He's going to interview some people, and he's going to have an appointment for you all to look at. What I would suggest you do is you pull their job descriptions out of the SAS and have it in front of you. Ask questions and write down their answers. And then every week, if they get appointed, when they come to this Senate, have that in front of you, have it on your computer, and go, hey, you said you were going to do this. When's that happening? I haven't seen it. Or, hey, this is one of the job duties that's happening. When is this going to happen? I say this every year, and then people come back to me about November and go, I really should have wrote those down and been asking them questions because these things aren't happening. So as senators, that's your job, is to hold these people accountable. You're going to verify these folks for, you're going to confirm them next week or the week after. Then every week you should be following up to make sure they're doing their job. And in the end, then it'll be oversight's job, right, to call them in if, as a body or as or several members of the body feel that they're not meeting those commitments. Homework. You all should be meeting with various student services people around campus, right? So next week, I want at least 4 of you to be prepared to share what you learned, right? And then I'll click your name off. And we'll do that until we're through all the departments. I know it's going to take some of you longer to meet with people than others, so I'm not going to assign specific people, but at least 4 of you. Be ready next week to share that experience. And I'll be working with Speaker Jackson to come up with a list of different administrators that she may want to invite to Senate, so you can learn more about their departments, too, and it'll be the ones that you haven't met with initially. I feel like I'm missing one thing. Robert's Rules of Order. It's confusing and it's rough, and you guys did a great job. And it's okay to mess up at the table because it's still a classroom, right? So in about 3 weeks, even if you haven't been speaking a lot, you're just going to get this through osmosis and it'll become natural. So and until you get like a motion within a motion within a motion, and then, well, you have a parliamentarian to back you out of that quagmire slowly. So anyways, great job tonight.
Oh.
Through Speaker Jackson to, I struggle with this one too.
Through the speaker to Dr. Beattie. I just have a quick question. What are you exactly we're supposed to discuss with student services? Are we supposed to see what they want from us or just introduce ourselves?
Find out about what they do, right? So a bunch of our senators right now, this is your first time in Senate, right? We only have 2 returners. So you probably don't know exactly what all of enrollment services entail, or all of the things that UNRPD does, or all of the things that the fitness center is currently doing. It's for you to find out about their department and bring it back and share with Senate. Now, that being said, they may have worked with a project they'd like to work on or a project that had been worked on in the past, and those are things that you can bring up with your committees or come talk to me about.
Any more public comment? Secretary?
I had a few things to say. One, I want to say thank you guys for a great meeting. I've never seen a convening meeting that went this well. So this was really wonderful. We weren't here that late, actually. There's been times where we've gone out after midnight, so
Good job. For civic engagement and budget and finance, I don't know who the chairs are off the top of my head, but we have your oaths. We got them, so if you want to see me after, please, you can sign that. If you gave a speech and are you in it for a position?
Thummel, too. I'm sorry. You kept that one.
And GovOps, you didn't sign both oaths.
That's my fault.
If you didn't sign an NRS waiver and you spoke today, please see me because it allows the body to discuss your candidacy, so it's important that you sign that. And then if we could just go around the table and you guys could clarify your names, because you guys all have very wonderful names, but we're struggling with them, and I don't want to get them wrong.
Oh, so starting Senator Bussman, if you want to say your name.
Yeah. Sarah Bussman.
Sarah Smith.
Nicole Flingus, like Angus Steak.
Cammy Lee.
Sarah Starward.
Daniel Stopko, like Stop Sign.
Ryan Becker.
Hayden Cook. Armin Panningbatty.
Cynthia Lee.
Angela Lippies.
Narendra Mall, like the shopping mall.
Brian Sullivan.
Austin Fummel. Justin Kirkendall.
Zach Maw.
Connor Billman.
Hannah Jackson.
Anthony Martinez.
Mine is Gajoy.
And I'm Brooke Hansen, the legislative clerk. And just to let you guys know, if I ever say your name wrong, do not be afraid to correct me, okay? Because I want to make sure I get your guys' name right. So just say, hey, no, this is not my name, that's not how you say it.
Please okay? Beat her up. She's
a black belt, though, so.
Is there any further public comment at this time? Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, did someone have to get up?
No, she didn't.
Oh, introduce yourself.
I'm Katie Christensen. I'm the secretary, but I won't be sure.
Anyone else? Director Rodriguez.
Well, congratulations. Couple things. I can't wait to get you guys together at some form of ASUM retreat so we can talk about civic learning and democratic engagement. And what we've been through over the last 5 years, it's been quite the transformation of the Center for Student Engagement. We went from being student activities to student involvement to a center for student engagement. And as Casey Steitler put it back in the day, a student activity center plans and presents programs, as a center for student engagement plans, presents programs, and then assesses learning outcomes to ensure that students are learning and growing. So we've come a long way. This year alone, and honestly, it was unprecedented for us as an institution, but even at the national level, we belong to NASPA, the National Association of Student Personnel Administrators. It's the largest collection of higher education professionals in the world, actually. So this year, your staff, along with the Office of Student Persistence Research, submitted 6 program proposals to the National Conference, and believe it or not, 5 of them were accepted. And so in San Antonio, with 7,500 professionals from around the world, because it's the United States, Latin America, and some European countries, we were actually chosen to present the information related to first-generation students and clubs and organizations. What was Chris's called? Starving College Student, Not a Joke. Literally our data on the food pantry and food insecurity that exists on our college campus. Political engagement. We did a campus-wide survey with over 4,500 students responding, assessing the attitudes, their attitudes and behaviors around civic engagement on our campus. We have 2 more. Oh, scholarship is research. We actually have a scholarship initiative, a research initiative unfolding. Melissa Chirozzi is heading up the writing of a book on student engagement on this campus. And then the last one actually was one that I presented with colleagues in the Latinx knowledge community, where we did a survey on whether or not the organization should go from self-identifying as a Latino knowledge community to the Latinx knowledge community, why the younger generation was feeling displaced based on the fact that Spanish is a very genderized language. And so these conversations are happening nationwide, right, in higher education. So be prepared. We've got a lot of important data that we want to share with you. At some point, like I said, we'll work with Senator Jackson to make sure that you have access to that information. And the chair of civic engagement, be prepared. There's all sorts of stuff coming on the democratic engagement side of it as well. Just because this isn't going to be a national election year doesn't mean we need to stop engaging students and encouraging them to engage in the democratic process. So congratulations.
Thank you. Is there any additional public comment at this time? I'd like to say a couple things. Well, congratulations, everyone. This is where our journey begins, and I'm so excited to see how the year is going to unfold. I want to thank you so much for being patient with me throughout this whole process. I mean, I sat here all last year, and so I haven't had this experience. So, yeah, thank you for that. We're all learning. I'm learning, too. And I'm really proud of you guys for asking those critical questions and making sure that we're really vetting things out thoroughly. It's something that I really want you to carry on throughout the term. It's very important. For our committee chairs, I'm going to be contacting you shortly to see a good time that the Committee on Oversight can start to meet. But also, I want you to start contacting your committee and trying to find a weekly meeting time that works for, if not all of you, most of you. These meeting times have to be on business days within the hours of 8 and 5. One of the best ways to do this is to create a doodle poll and just have everyone fill it out and designate the times that work for them. And the chair picks times, first of all, that work for them, and then other people kind of fill in where, you know, those times overlap. I don't know. I think we did a really great job of pushing each other to be better tonight, and I hope that continues as well. I would just like to say that we have a bunch of really, really important decisions coming up, not just tonight, but, you know, in the weeks to come. We're going to be approving all of these executive board members, so it's so crucial that we come to these meetings prepared, not only knowing all those job duties and job descriptions, but also having questions. And I would recommend, too, trying to talk to people around the offices and kind of get, you know, their perception on these jobs, and you know, and that way we can really better target our discussion when we're approving that these people. And I agree with Dr. Beattie. I think it's really important for us to document those things too, and the promises that they make to the body, so we can keep them accountable throughout the year. I like to create my own notes by writing those things, but also remember that on the ASU1 website, you can always find those minutes and look at their speeches and make sure that we can keep them accountable in that way. So. Other than that, is there any other additional public comment at this time? Sorry, Director Rodriguez.
And it occurred to me after James made that suggestion, what stops the body from having the potential appointee submit something in writing? Basic stuff like, these are my goals for my position, these are the things I want to accomplish, and then the body can follow up with questions. So yeah. I'm throwing that suggestion out there. And second, I forgot to tell you, all of you will receive an invitation, if you haven't already, to the Civic Engagement Recognition Breakfast. It's May 1st from 8:30 to 10, so please attend.
Yeah, and that's definitely a great idea, and as a body, that's something that we can request of these people, as well as, you know, the reports that they give every week. If we want that also written down, that's something that we can do. So just always try to think bigger on how we can keep everyone accountable and make this body really efficient and effective. But
I also forgot to say that if you guys ever need anything from the secretaries or from me, feel free to let us know. I check my email multiple times a day, so don't be afraid to email me. I basically live in the office, so if you ever, like, if you see me in there, don't be afraid to stop by, say hi, let me know if you need something. I'm a resource for you guys, and I would like to help you however I can. So please feel free to let me know, or, you know, our ledge clerk or any of the secretaries. They are all resources for you, especially you chairs.
Thank you. President Texera.
You skip comments and announcements.
Oh, no.
So just go back and then go to
the end. All right, we're going to move back into agenda item 15. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? This is kind of a different form of public comment, so it's just reserved for the body, in which it's a 2-minute period where you can say, you know, comments or announcements. But if there's none. Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 17, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 9:59 p.m.
I'm going to look at you. out real late, so put them back in the box.
Parliamentarian, oh, I can't wait to see the next
year. Yeah, that was a good job today.
Thank you.
You
too.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So for this, you know how you gave us yours? It says College of Science, so, or College of Education, so I didn't know if I...
Oh, it did?
Yeah, so I... Yeah.
Oh, no. How oh, did I thought they were just extra copies. Oh, gosh.
Oh, you need two copies?
Yeah.
Can I just, like... I don't know.
That would be a better question for Andrea, because she has to deal with the documentation and all that stuff. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Senators, really quickly, at the end of every meeting, if you could actually pick up your name tag and the Let's Clerk has a nameplate and the Let's Clerk has a box, and if you could put it in there for them and save some running around the table and picking up. Thank you.
Andrea, do I keep this? I was just going to throw it away.
Anna,
one of them, one of the binders was the office hours binder.
Yeah.
You can eat the cake if you want. It's cake.
Nobody likes
cake. The cake's not poisonous.
Yeah.
It's not poisonous. It's just sad juju if you eat it.
I say you're all right about it.
We call it recall cake.
I'm just kidding.
I'm doubtful.
But if you eat that cake, I swear to God, boy, I will have you up. What? Yeah, I agree. That makes a sense. That's a statement right there. I'll report it. Yeah. Can we eat, please?
Yes.
I would love to. Yes.
Wow, this is
absolutely. Let's do it.
I'm so excited.
Yes. We should all.
Are you taking all that pizza home, Anthony?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, who cares? No one. No one cares.
I was going to say, I think I'm the one who goes to the gym most here, but then I remember that Scary was Asian, and I was like, never mind. You're not
one. What, homie?
You're Zach, right? And you were like, the chair's so
pain.
Like,
no. Yeah, I started Wednesday.
Here's the grody thing I'm about to do.
Hey, so I was gonna ask you if you want to hang out.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. That was a good job on the first meeting.
Oh, how are you? That was fun. Oh my God, I need you to nerd out with me.
That's my bedtime, yeah.
The first one is the hardest. I'm just kidding.
Miss Bedoya, do you want that?
No. Okay. I just invited a community speaker, Jackson.
I already mixed it before I did.
No, I just need some more notes.
What's your available?
I'm going to have to write all the
it's all good.
I'll buy
another one.
You got
the pizza anyways. I'll buy another one. It's all you, man.
Half the time I'm sitting there going, what's
Either I completely misspelled everything to the point where like a word can't help me, or I didn't understand it, and I just made something up.
All right, I got you from 4 to 5, Anna.
What are you doing?
You too.
Well, I don't know. You can throw this in our kitchen and cut
over a kill.
We'll pick that tomorrow.
I also have nuts, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, here we are yelling at you guys.
Austin, like, sat there and was like, Anthony's running against even you. Tonight, like,
What are you going to say, Anthony?
Was that like the scariest moment of your life?
Be worried. Were you like, worried about it? Take someone drop off at your house.
Yeah. When they did it our year, dropped it off and left. But this year I was about ready to tackle through the window.
I was like, why
is I operate well on checklists.
In the past, it was 2 years ago, they just walked into the back room for quiet and dropped it in the class.
And everyone turned around and was like, okay. No, 2 years ago when Caden got ready to watched the meeting and I turn around and I'm like,
I was so nervous. I was like, I can't even eat before the meeting.
What were you nervous about? She had to run the meeting.
No, that's right. And I was just like, I've never done this before. I'm gonna fucking mess up.
Who's got free hands?
What are you doing?
I have a
free hand. I can make free hands. Oh, that recorder. It's ours. I forgot about it.
Is your mic still running?
Yeah, was it still on? Andrea, thank you. Well, that was.